Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies, step aside. Mike Q. Is about to show you how to get it done.
Queen.
Runway.
Feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back. Feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy. Feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back. Feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy. Feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back. Feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy. Feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back. Feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy. Feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back. Feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy. Feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back. Feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy. Feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back. Feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy. Feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back. Feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your purse, feel it in your back,
feel it in your spine.
Feel it as you blow it.
Feel it in your purse,
feel it in your back,
feel it in your spine.
Feel it as you blow it.
Feel it in your purse,
feel it in your back,
feel it in your spine.
Feel it as you blow it.
Feel it in your purse,
feel it in your back,
feel it in your spine.
Feel it as you blow it.
Feel it in your back,
feel it in your spine.
Feel it.
partition, please.
No, really. Roll it up. The girls cannot see this.
Driver, roll up the partition. 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 Driver, roll up the partition.
You're now listening to the sounds of DJ.
Driver, roll up the partition. Driver, roll up the partition. Driver, roll up the partition, please. Driver, roll up the partition, please. Driver, roll up the part. 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 Roll up the partition, please.
I don't want the girls to see this.
Oh, you know who it is, darling. Miss J. Exclusive.
Ow.
Roll up the partition, please. Roll up the partition. Roll up the partition, please. Roll up the partition for me. I don't want mama to see. See what I do when my time is free. Borrow my sister's clothes and I put on pumps. Roll up the partition cause I feel like con. But Miss J, it commences to serve. Take a look in the mirror and I'm like, oop, work. Study, study, yeah, cause I want to learn. How to sell it to the seller to the max like her. Dip, 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 dip
me. If you push me, I'ma hate you, bitch. Kimori Tara, please don't touch me. Uzai Tara, please don't push me. Don't touch me. If you push me, I'ma hate you, bitch. Kimori Tara, please don't touch me. Uzai Tara, please don't push me. Don't touch me. If you push me, I'ma hate you, bitch. Kimori Tara, please don't touch me. Uzai Tara, please don't push me. Don't touch me. If you push me, I'ma hate you, bitch. I'ma hate you, bitch. I'ma hate you, bitch. Bitch, I'ma hate you, hate you, hate you. I'ma hate you, bitch. You gotta bitch, don't touch me. Uzai gotta bitch, don't push me. Don't touch me. If you push me, I'ma hate you, bitch. I'ma hate you, bitch.
Your grand prizes include Open to All Best Dress for $1,000. Open to All Perfect 10 for $1,000. European Runway versus All American for $1,000. Femme Queen Face for $1,000. And Femme Queen Performance for $1,000. Mini grants include Performance for $500. Legendary Performance for $500. Open to All Legendary Runway for $500. Butch Queen Sex Diamond for $500. Butch Queen Twisters for $500. Open to All Legendary Realness for $500. Butch Queen and Drag Face for $500. And Father vs. Father for $500. As well as a host of other cash categories that evening. Again, that's the 12th Annual Virginia Awards Ball, La Mafia, Saturday, June 14th. Your location, Skateland in Richmond, Virginia. Your commentators include the icons Jack and Selvin Mizrahi and legendary Kevin J.C. Prodigy. Your DJ, legendary Von Alor St. Laurent. For more information, contact Father Amplaven on Facebook, or Father Bam Bam Ebony on Facebook, or visit Facebook's event page dated June 14th, the 12th Annual Virginia Awards Ball, La Mafia.
The annual purge has commenced. For the next 12 hours, all crime is legal. Emergency services will be unavailable. Your government thanks you for your participation.
Saturday, May 24th, Memorial Day weekend, in Washington, D.C., the House of Khan presents The Purge. 43K, Forever Khan. Your grand prizes include streetwear for $1,500, best dress for $1,000, mystery tag team performance, a Vogue Feminine Twister for $1,000, open to all shady tag team runway for $1,000 plus a $20 pop, schoolboy versus pretty boy versus thug for $999. Mini grands include Femme Queen Pretty Girl versus Banji Cunt versus Up and Drag Rionis for $500. Rionis as a House for $500. Legendary and Iconic Performance for $500. Butch Queen Body for $500. Femme Queen Face for $500. Legendary Iconic Performance for $500. And a host of other cash categories that evening. Again, that's the House of Khan presenting The Purge. Saturday, May 24th, Memorial Day weekend in Washington, D.C. The location, Upscale Ballroom. Admission, $30. Your commentators will be the icons Jack and Selvin Mizrahi, Memphis and Athena Khan, and RJ Balenciaga. Your DJ, Von Alor St. Laurent. For more information, visit Facebook's event page, May 24th, The Purge. The iconic House of Ebony's Midwest chapter presents The Dynasty, May 3rd in St. Louis, Missouri. Grand prize, house with the most trophies for $2,000. Mini grands include Open to All Butch Queen Sex Siren for $500. Open to All Runway for $250. Open to All Face for $250. Realness as a House for $250. And Performance as a House for $250. Again, that's the Dynasty Ball, May 3rd in St. Louis, Missouri. The location, Skadium, 120 Catalan Street in St. Louis. LSS begins at 2 a.m. and the guest list will be closed when it starts, so be on time. Your commentators include the icons Jack and Selvin Mizrahi, legendary Kevin J.Z. Prodigy, Greg Laven, and Father Memphis Khan. Again, that's the Midwest House of Ebony presenting The Dynasty Ball in St. Louis, Missouri. Come share a Dynasty weekend to remember with over $3,500 in cash prizes. For more information, visit Facebook and the event page on May 3rd, or go to the House of Ebony's website at houseofebony.wix.com for more information.
This episode of Tenzer Chops is sponsored by Audible. Audible.com, your leading provider for audiobooks. Visit www.audibletrial.com/tenzerchops for your free one-book download and 30-day trial membership.
Wait till you're announced. We've not yet lost all our graces. The hounds will stay in chains. Look upon your greatness and she'll send a call out, 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 send a call out.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the State of Emergency Show. I am your host, Jasmine Couture, and tonight we will be doing a ratchet-ass week in review. A lot of things happened this week, and I want to touch up on some of them, so that's what we will be doing tonight. Don't forget, the Sin City Ball will be taking place this weekend in Las Vegas, and I'm thinking that one of the promoters, either Divine Chanel or Jack Mizrahi, will be on the air tonight to give us any last-minute updated information on the ball. So reach out to them and let them know that they're welcome to come on the air and give any updated information that they want to give because they paid for it. How's everyone doing out there in Radio Land? Hello, Blog Talk chat room. Hello, Facebook chat or Facebook group. You guys got a lot of shit going on up in that room today or within the past last couple of hours. Let me adjust my microphone because I need to make sure I'm not getting a whole bunch of feedback. So, a lot of stuff really went down this week in good old Chi-Town. We're going to touch up on that a little bit. We're going to talk about the queens going wild and give our last little shebango on that. And I think that we may have a special guest tonight from our Blog Talk chat room and someone who has been making a lot of noise over the past few days. A woman by the name of Renee was invited to come on the show tonight and debate different issues dealing with, in all honesty, because, you know, I wasn't really paying attention, so I'm sure Jason or someone can give us a little update on that one. But I think she has a problem with the, you know, you gays out there, you know, you gays. Anyway, I guess we'll talk about that if y'all didn't scare her away. I do want to touch up on a couple of things really quickly, though. I want to send my prayers out to all the victims of the explosion this morning that took place in Harlem. Any family, friends, or victims that we may know of in the area or anything of that sort. We definitely need to keep those people in our prayers. And you know, all this stuff that's happening all over, you know, with us fighting each other, attacking each other and stuff, realize that life is so short. It can just happen at any time out of, you know, the clear blue. It can just happen. Anything can happen to any of us. So we need to stop all this madness. But, I mean, they've been saying that since I was a child. And I don't know. It's just sad. So if you can stop something within yourself, stop it. Because shit is getting crazy. It really is. Life is getting crazy. I also want to touch up a little later on the missing plane, honey. What do y'all think happened to that plane? I haven't seen any news earlier, you know, within this evening, so I don't know if there's been any updates. I'm sure you guys will give us an update on what's happening with that plane. Did they find it? Any traces? Did the aliens come and take it? And the government's going to cover it up and put something in the ocean and say, oh, that's the plane. And, of course, we'll buy it and believe it and forget about it next week. Is that really what's going to happen? I don't know. We'll talk about it. That's Naima. Naima! Somebody get Naima on the air tonight. I tagged her in the post. I want to get her opinion on that as well. So, a lot of stuff to talk about, and we will be talking about it tonight. So we are going to be talking about, this ratchet-ass week in review. But let me bring on the guests, panelists and stuff, and see how everybody's doing. And shit of that shit, you know, shit like that, I guess. Jason, you're on the air.
Hey, Desmond.
Hey, Jason.
How are you? Hey, how are you?
I'm fine, how are you?
I'm starting to feel a whole lot better. My chest is opening up, thank God.
You got somebody on the 3-way?
What'd you say?
You got somebody on the 3-way?
No, just I don't do the really conversations. We already had that discussion.
I just had to check. Shout out. Yeah, thank you, chat room. Shout out to Mother Felicity Mizrahi. I've seen a video of her today. I love to see the girls doing things with their lives. So congratulations to her. And get into her product. She's dealing with hair, and now she's dealing with body shapers for the girls. And, you know, we need that. So, yes, over. Yes, definitely. Shout out to Felicity Mizrahi. Check out that video with her and T.S. Madison. And kudos to her. God bless her. Kudos to her for doing something positive out there. And much success to her. And everyone out there that's doing something, you know, positive with themselves and tired of all the madness and stuff and just moving forward in life. You know, I've been doing it for now 14 years. So I know. And it's not an easy task. So, you know, you girls, as long as you girls keep it going and, you know, keep that mentality, you'll do well. Shout out to Mother Shay Shay Chanel as well, you know, for the things that she's doing, diamond faces and stuff. You know, all the girls that are out there, one day we need to have a show for all the successful girls and, you know, just give them shout outs and stuff. We need to support them as well. Stop hating and start supporting. That's what y'all need to do. Stop hating and start supporting, honey. Melissa, you're on the air.
Hey, what's going on, everybody?
Hey, Melissa.
Hi, Mother. Hey, Jason.
How are you, darling?
He is sitting down getting my hair did.
This late at night?
Getting your hair did?
Yeah, she just got, well, not just got here. She got here like at 10 o'clock. To do my hair, and I've just been bullshitting, trying around. Yes, my new hairstylist that I just met out here, and she came to my house to do my hair, and let's see how it goes.
Well, good luck.
So far, so good. Thank you.
All right. All the way from the West Coast, Michi, you're on the air.
Did you lose my music?
You laughed for all of us, girl. There you go. You laughed for all of us. That was a shade. I'm glad you caught it.
Let's try again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's try again, honey. Oh, I got you want an intro? We got an intro for you.
Warning! Freak alert! Warning!
Oh, honey. The warning's already on the Okay.
Honey, I need you to resend me your intro, honey. I need you to, you can't be, this is not the request line. Get your intro in and leave it the same.
It's, well, I mean, I'm sorry. I mean, okay. I mean, you know, it's no tea, you know. Hey, everybody. How y'all doing? Huh? Hey, Jazzy. How are you today?
Hi, Michi. How
Hi,
are
Melissa.
You?
Oh, I'm doing good. Good. Just, you know, it's my Thursday.
Hi, baby.
Small... Hey. Who else was on? I was doing something. Okay, Mama, look who's going.
Jason was here, but we lost him because he wants to be on speaker.
Mother Radio.
Yeah, I don't know where Mother Radio is, honey. Who she'll call back in. Press 1, Mother Radio. Justin, you're on the air.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen. How are you doing?
Hey, Justin. How are you?
I'm good. I had a profitable day. I hope everybody had a good day as well.
You had a profitable day? How much Justin,
there's no gentleman on the line. It's just us ladies.
Let me tell you this, Jasmine Couture, okay? Okay, let me explain this to you. I'm a woman.
Well, how are you doing this evening, ladies?
I'm gonna
now the only Ebony that will get an intro played, honey, is my lovely, lovely, lovely one.
She's part of the 6 Brick Squad, honey. The Brick, honey. I got an intro for her. Let me go outside and throw some rocks against the building, honey. Okay.
Nigga, that's that bullshit. Nigga, that's that.
Yeah, that's all you get though. Hey, J Rock, how are you?
Now that's that bullshit. Okay. That's that bullshit right there, Jasmine. That's that bullshit.
Michi, be quiet. Y'all is Michi is carrying some.
Michi been carrying since 10:30 this morning. And if it's 10:30 my time this morning, what is that? 7:30 your time? So you was carrying since 7:30 this morning?
Okay, baby, the way this phone and honey, the way this tea has been spilling into my cup, honey. I had to buy another cup, honey. I had to pour a little bit out, honey. It was starting to burn my hand. I was driving, and the tea kept spilling onto my hand. I almost crashed. It was so hot.
I couldn't even.
Yeah,
I
texting me at some damn 10:30 in the morning, honey. I told that child I don't fuck with y'all queens until the sun go down. Don't bother me.
Yes, she did. Yes, she did. And I told her about that queen, honey. She's getting real comfortable with the queen, honey. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I couldn't even work because my phone kept on buzzing and buzzing and buzzing. And I'm like, what the hell? And, you know.
Nobody call that government line, child. We know not to call that line, girl.
No. My government line wasn't buzzing. I'm talking about my Facebook was buzzing in the doggone room, in that official ballroom. I'm like, what the hell?
Yes,
for the legendary post.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what is, I'm going to need y'all to give me some clarification. Why is there so many comments, 575 comments under a Butch Queen and Drag performance? What's the tea with that?
Somebody took it left.
Yeah, they took it way left. Remember, Jasmine, when I said, Jazz, I said, go in the room and look at that post, because I was shocked, first of all. And it wasn't that I was shocked that they was giving a girl, well, you know, him, because he is a Butch Queen and Drag. I wasn't shocked that they was giving him his kudos. I was shocked that nobody had threw shade after 104 likes. Nobody threw shade. It was just positive.
Until the
sun started going down, bitch, the post went straight left.
And it wasn't the fake profiles. I will say it was not the fake profile. So, yeah.
They started coming.
Nope.
It wasn't a fake profile this time. I mean, it went totally left. I kind of countered the first one and said, you know what, let me handle this. Block. Because I don't want you on my post taking it straight left, and that was not what this was for. But, baby, my phone died, and when my phone died and I turned it back on, oh, it was too late. It was too late. And then the real profile tried to attack Laura Spears. I told him, don't do it, please. Don't do it. He did it anyway. And they are letting him
have it. This is too many comments to read, so I don't even know what's going on.
For some reason, it turned into a post talking about Laomi and her performance for some child, and it just took an awkward turn. And
Laomi kept saying, this post has nothing to do with me and everything to do with how good this, you know, this young man is performing for Cuban Pete. Because the whole thing was, Jasmine, last night we had a little Vogue practice down here in Houston. And I told them, let's do the Cuban Pete challenge. Everything I do is always boring. Oh, don't nobody Vogue to that. Don't nobody know how to do that. You can't Vogue to that beat. This beat is fierce. So I said, we're going to do the Cuban Pete challenge. If you can Vogue to this, you can basically pretty much Vogue to anything because you're catching a lot of beats. She was eager to Vogue to it. She was like, oh, yeah, let's take this challenge. Everybody took the challenge. When she took the challenge, this was practice. She was giving us our life and everything and having fun. She was like, don't post that. Dude, you better not post that. Only post it in the Gulf Coast Performance Group. Well, I went home, and I started looking at it. And I kept looking at it, and I'm like, bitch, she's really giving me, like, performance. And so I posted it, and it went down 100-and-something likes. A lot of people that's always reading the girls actually liked it. The fake profiles actually gave their blessing. You know, I sent it to Mother. Mother gave it a heart, which, you know, that made me, you know, good, cute, whatever. She liked it.
So wait a minute. Wait. I'm scrolling through it now, and I see the madness.
Right. And all of
Whoever the child is, she had no, I mean, that had nothing to do with the post. She went left on for no reason.
It just went towards Laomi, and then Laomi tried to bring
but
it back.
But wait a minute, but wait, stop. Why is there registered sex offenders and family members
Thank
posted?
You.
Didn't I tell y'all don't put Miss Laura Spears, I need you on the air. Somebody get that girl's attention for me, please. Somebody get Laura on the air, please, right now. Contact her. Mother needs to speak with her. I told y'all. No dick pictures, no nude pictures, no health reads, and leave the family out of it. Now I see registered sex offenders, mothers-in-laws, addresses. Y'all keep fucking with that bitch, and she will. Hold on, Laura.
This is Laura number 3. How may I help you?
Laura number 3.
You're not Laura number 3.
Hello?
Mm-mm.
Yes, mm-mm. Caller.
This is Laura number 3, yeah.
So.
Okay, how can I help? You're not the real Laura. How can I help you?
Okay, put me back on mute.
Okay, thank you, caller. Oh, my God. Look, the kids, y'all so cute. Laura, Jasmine wants you. Y'all so stupid. Y'all are just so stupid. Laura, Jasmine wants you. Oh, my God. Justin, you is the key. 347-499, you're on the air. Girl, don't breathe in if you ain't going to say nothing. 347-499.
Who are all these people?
Where?
I'm scrolling through and all I see is... Okay.
See?
Okay, Carl, I'm hanging up on you. Because you make my board look odd. I don't like when my board looks odd. 917-294, you're on the air.
Good evening, everybody.
Hey, Diana, get your sister. Will you please call your sister and tell her to get on the phone?
I'm trying to get my sister, honey. I told her to leave that man alone. But I also went in his inbox and told him, honey, leave that lady. She was about to drag your family into this.
Okay, but who is she arguing with? Who is she going back and forth with?
She was arguing with Leomi, honey. She hasn't seen Leomi's performance since day one, child support.
Laura's going off on. Y'all talking at the same time. Who is Laura exposing? Who's the person?
Rodri.
Okay, who is Rodri? Rodri, Rodri calling to this radio show.
Rodri is the one that took it left with Leomi, and Leomi kept trying to pay it, and then he just really just to where she had to just let him know, you know, and then when she started letting him know, and then the fake profiles started coming in, like, wait a minute now, you giving too much to Leomi now. And so then it went from there, and he tried to argue with the fake profiles, and that's when it went left. Then he started with the wrong girl. I told him, and if you see my comments, stop while you're ahead. Don't do it. And he did it anyway. He did it for the vine, and that's what happened.
Well, child. But anyway, honey, like I said on the post, bitch, this post had nothing to do with Leomi. Nothing.
It did.
First of all, Aubrey's performance is 90% Queen influence based. And Leomi is clearly not a 90s femme queen. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that just ends that discussion. So, but yeah, the post was, I went to sleep, bitch, and woke up to pure madness. What happened? What's going on? It was all these nice.
You know what it
comments.
Is? I personally think ever since the time changed, shit has been really fucking happening. Like, really, what is going on?
But Jasmine, like Diana said, it was just, like, so nice, and it was just, like, so good and everything. Then, like, you came back, like, some few hours later, you're like, what the fuck happened?
Yes. All right, chat room, yes. Don't be confused. If you're not a part of the blog tour, I mean, if you're not a part of the Facebook official, the new official Ballroom Radio chat on Facebook, the group, you wouldn't know what we're talking about. So I'm sorry, guys, that you guys don't know what we're talking about. But, yeah, that's what we're talking about. Well, we'll get into all that. Let's save a little bit of that madness because I want to get some of this stuff off my chest really quickly. Diana,
okay.
Sit with us tonight if you can, honey. You know I live. But hold on.
Yeah,
get Diana on the line. And please don't attack my friend. Bishop, you're on the air.
Oh, shit. Hey, how y'all doing?
You're so negative.
I'm all about the drop.
Can I get a shot of Patron? Thank you.
Anyway,
can I get a shot? How you doing, Jasmine?
Bishop,
Diana?
Bishop, you still mad, baby?
No, I'm not mad no more, boo.
Y'all girls are gonna stop confusing me with Miss Alexis, honey.
No, that's not Alexis.
Yeah.
Joel.
Well, I tried it. I had to go in his inbox to let him know, bitch, mother knows all. She gets all the information.
Yes, Diana.
Bitch, don't be coming
all
to
right,
me.
All right, hold on, y'all. I got one more caller real quick. 347-499, you're on the air. Okay, 347-499. You must be a new caller. See, what's happening is, because I think I hung up on you earlier, you're calling in and you're pressing 1. You don't have to press 1 unless you want to speak. So just, you know,
damn,
don't press 1.
Is that
just
an
press
icon?
Press 1 now to put your hand down because, you know, you just, you know. All right, let's get to this ratchet mess, honey, that's going on really quickly. Bishop, first, really quickly, Michi, do you know if the Divine is going to come on, or does anybody know if Jack is coming on tonight?
Hold one second.
Okay, take care of that for me. Thank you, sweetie. All right, so I want to talk a little bit about the Ratchet S week in review really quickly. I made some phone calls this afternoon and spoke with a couple of people that inboxed me and asked me to call them, and reached out to a couple of people as well and just wanted to touch up on stuff. I wanted to get everyone's opinion. Hold on real quick. Private caller, you're on the air.
Hello? Oh, girl.
Hello?
Hello?
Let's just have a moment of silence for the child. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, my name is Robert.
Hi, Robert.
Hey, I'm just calling in because I wanted to, I was confused in the group, and I had seen one of my, my fellow classmates from wrestling. She was fighting someone in the hotel room, but she's a trainee now. So I don't.
Oh no!
Hello?
Oh no! Hold the fuck up! What the hell, honey?
Yeah. Can y'all tell me what happened in there, because she didn't give all that when we was in wrestling. Hello?
We can hear you, caller.
Yeah. Can y'all just enlighten me on that right there?
So
if you go watch one of the five video clips, I'm sure you can get a full enlightenment.
You wanna help?
Desmond, why are they trying to turn your show? Why are they? Oh my God.
I believe she was performing one of the Seven Wonders on that child up there.
Seven Wonders. She was performing one of the Seven Wonders.
Seven Wonders.
I cannot with y'all laugh. Y'all laughs is so crazy. Oh my God!
I'm about to leave myself.
Hello?
I can only. Sweet. Okay, caller. You know her. You know her more than we do, honey. So you have to hit her up yourself. I'm sorry. Person that's inboxing me. I can't add you to the group because not friends. So if you know anyone that is in the group and they're on your friends list, have them add you. And then I'll approve, and I'm sorry I can't add you because we're not friends. And my page is full of friends. Well, they're not really friends, but, I'm at my 5,000 limit, so I can't add anyone. All right, I'm sorry. We'll get to that topic in a minute. I have a question for everybody really quickly, because we'll just make this into, since last night was so state of emergency, I guess tonight we'll be talking a lot of trash. I guess it happens that way sometimes, Jason. Thanks a lot.
Don't blame it on me.
Jason's defense, Jason was really exhausted last night. You can hear it in his voice.
That last night got so serious.
The girls tried. The girls want to be fierce, and they pick and choose what days they want to come on and be gossiping.
No, actually, sweetie, I called, honey. Miss Mama gave me. We have two caller hands up. I have 323-286. Let me put my hand down, girl. You know this.
I don't know, Michi. I'm getting ready, and I'm not going. I'm not being fierce.
Hold on.
I'm about to do a Jasmine line. I don't know your number. We don't talk regularly.
We're not going to do a Jasmine line, honey.
So because I don't know your number and your name was not next to your number, I had no idea that was you.
Mm-hmm.
You could have put the hand. You could have.
She knew it last Tuesday.
Because I did know your number last Tuesday, sweetie.
Okay, girl, hey, girl.
Right,
you're
right.
Girl, can we keep you, girl?
I keep
you still under my
wheel,
honey.
No. Thank you.
You want to read, girl?
Girl, no, not at all. Not with you.
Uh-huh.
I read with Brett. Then I guess I could read with you.
Yeah,
because you
can still
read with me,
still on that. Can y'all still talking about that now? Come on.
I'm old. For
that's
it.
Jason.
You got one too. If you'd have came on Tuesday night, you would have heard it, Kurt Franklin.
I heard your intro, bitch, when you came on.
No, I said your intro, Kirk Franklin. Don't do it, Jasmine. Jasmine, can Nisi be the only person on Wednesday that you play his intro? After you play your intro, can you play Nisi's intro on Wednesday? Let his intro be the only intro.
But it's no shade, though. The only reason why Michi got an intro is because he has been with me since, you know, the beginning on Wednesday. So he's not a part of the Six Bricks, so.
Well, he was on that phone call. He was on the show that night.
Just a notice. The Six Bricks have now formed the House of Bricks. I don't know who the overall father and mother are right now, so I'm just letting everybody know.
Well, ain't no father.
I'm sure London is the overall mother because she is a brick herself. So. Anyway,
well,
can we get to the topics really quickly? You're welcome,
Jasmine.
Yeah.
Right before you go on to the topic, Rodney said to tell Jason, I put my hand up yesterday and he paid it while he was giving them long-ass memory lane issues with his relationship.
Oh!
Rodney, if you are listening, you need to press one now.
Damn, Mother Radio got a real big set of tits.
Oh,
you got a lot of balls, honey. You is really feeling your pussy over there.
Mother Radio is ready to tag out.
Rodney, oh, my God.
Tonight I'm on vacation with Tonight I'm only debating with men. Rodney, you need to press one now.
Gigi, baby, you ready for big daddy?
Rodney, you're on the air.
What's going on?
Now, what did you have to say, Father Cotton?
Hey, Rodney.
Long story short.
First of all, mister, anytime you want to come on, you either text me or you inbox me. Again, I don't know your phone number, so when I said you press one, I sure as hell didn't see it.
Yes, I was just listening to having fun. When you kept saying long story short, I kept pressing it. Not sure, man, you know. It was fun.
That
was
just fun.
The New Orleans trip.
So how are you?
I'm good at work, dealing with other little stuff, but I'm definitely well.
Are you caught up with your rest?
Hey, man.
No, I won't catch up with that until I get back from Vegas.
Oh, Lord.
Yes, Vegas. When you get there?
Friday morning.
So I get there
Michi,
Friday at 5.
Yeah.
I'll be there Friday at 5.
Okay.
My plane lands at 5 o'clock.
Michi, how far is Vegas from you?
In Horace, like between 7 to 8 hours.
Oh, okay.
A drive I wouldn't dare do. Well, actually, no. From me, from where I'm at now, it's only 6.5 hours. It wouldn't do it.
Jason is that big brother where you'd be like, don't worry about it, big brother. He'd be like, no, fuck them hoes.
J-Rock, I'll deal with you personally about that post. We won't do that on the air.
Rodney, isn't it strange how we just watched Jason grow, honey? She got a lot of balls, honey.
Even though, the way Jasmine said that.
Ball was funny last night too.
Even though he's not strictly ballroom, when you affiliate with ballroom people and different things of that nature, it makes you stronger. It makes you more stern. It definitely gets you, you know, your conviction is a little bit stronger when it comes to stuff like that.
I can say that. I can actually agree with that.
We got a couple of callers. Hold on, yeah.
Who's that,
we got a couple of callers. That was Bishop. Hold on, y'all. Stop it. 917-724.
Hello, everyone.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi.
How's everyone doing?
Good.
Hi.
Is that Laura?
What? Yes, this is Laura.
Laura sound cunt.
Laura, honey, I'm gonna have
Laura
to get you. Miss Laura.
We're waiting, honey. What's going on, sis?
Hi, Diana.
What's the tea?
Nothing. How are you?
I'm good, honey, just up here listening for the foolishness.
Waiting on the madness.
For the record,
hey Laura, hey Diana.
Hey. I cannot. Laura, bitch,
Laura,
you sound like Tuna Surprise, bitch. What's going on?
I am.
Oh, okay.
That's not Laura.
Yes, it
that
is.
That can't
Laura.
Be Laura, man.
Yes, Laura sounds like Alexis.
She does.
I'm telling you.
Oh, like you
Laura,
mean like
yeah.
me?
That'd be sitting on the show.
At the same time.
Everybody's talking at the same time, so I can't hear nothing. What do you say, Jason?
I said that's the Lord that be calling. That sits in on the show. I recognize her voice.
Me too.
I always think that's
mixed
Laura.
Up with
Laura.
Yes.
Laura.
Yes.
That's not Laura.
Okay, I'm telling you,
okay.
Jasmine, her and Alexa were on
Laura,
the show at the
okay,
same time.
Y'all can't
okay,
tell,
so
y'all ain't
going
to tell mother she don't know who Laura is, honey.
I know Laura's voice. First of all, Laura don't come on here trying to sound like cunt at all. Laura will tell you really quickly she's a boy. But it's okay, there's so many of them,
so
it doesn't matter.
Say, Laura? So what are you trying to say, Jasmine?
Oh?
Oh, you just
Hi, Alexis.
Up, Laura.
How are you?
Alexis, you fucked that up.
Hi, Alexis.
Oh, by the way.
Y'all be playing. Y'all be playing with the girls.
And she had me fooled. All right.
So, Miss Jasmine may be knowing tease. Y'all grow.
You've been doing this too long.
What's up, Alexis?
Nothing. Just on my way home for work.
What's up?
Hold on, honey. We got private caller on the air.
Okay, what's the problem?
Oh.
Hey, Laura.
Hey, Laura.
What's the problem?
What's the problem?
Yeah.
Hey,
that's
sis.
Laura.
How are you, Laura?
I'm doing all right. What's up?
I told him that you don't be trying to sound cunt when you come on here.
No, I already told you I got a big dick and everything else.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no, I'm just more
boy. Damn, I'm confused.
I'm a boy. I'm a nigga.
Laura, stay away from that child's door. Leave his convict family out of this.
Child, fuck her.
That's the real Laura. She got a little light cold, but she's okay. Laura, honey, give us some tea.
She came for my niece. You can't come for my niece Naomi like that. You can't do that. No.
Chow.
So, why are you exposing the family?
Now, Laura, I'm going to get inbox, bitch. They're trying it.
Because I told her the post was about the Aubrey LaPerla child. She came in that post and started blabbling about Naomi. Why everything always got to be about Naomi or Cassandra? Or, you know, you don't get to the topic just somewhere else. We were sitting there giving life to that child. That's what the topic should have stayed on. I
That's
told her to shut the fuck up and go somewhere else with that. She said, no, I'm a blah, 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 blah. She said, no. I said, okay, well, you want to keep talking? Well, all right. That's it. And that was that. Shut up. And that is her brother. And that is her brother that's a sex offender while she's in the lion.
I'm going on mute.
Yeah, just too much. Yeah, just really too much. All right, Laura, hold on. 619-665, you're on the air.
Yes, this is Nina Escada, and I was just wondering, like, why is the girl so jaded?
Jaded?
Why are they? Give us an example of why they're jaded. Why do you feel they're so jaded?
I mean, it's Laomi we're talking about.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
What about her?
Okay.
Why is all the shade coming from? Why can't we just live and have fun and peace and enjoy one another? We're all faggots.
Okay, no, so we're not faggots, honey. Faggots are late people.
Not necessarily. Fags are fucking what it stands for to me now.
So you're a fag, too?
Oh, well, honey,
yeah.
Well, honey, that's your group of people.
Wow. All right, Miss. Well, I guess. Let me shut up because they'll think I'm attacking. Thank you, caller. But they, if I say what I wanted to say, then you know it'll be I have an issue with the house
so,
and all that stuff. I'm not going to say that.
Say what you want to say. Fuck how
Jasmine,
she feels.
Did you bring up anything about the Bush Queens keep attacking the Fem Queens, but the Fem Queens wasn't having it this weekend, and they whipped the Bush Queens' asses all week?
Yeah, I want to talk about all the ratchet mess that's happening. Can we get a little recap really quickly on and I just want to even though we're going to talk about it and read about it whatever, but I want to get everybody's opinion. And Rodney, if you don't mind, I want to really get yours on it as well. I heard last night a lot of people were bringing up, you know, the whole thing about Fem Queens and Butch Queens fighting and a Butch Queen putting her hands on a Fem Queen and stuff like that. I want to get everybody's opinion one by one really quickly. What do you feel about Butch Queens or men putting their hands on a Fem Queen? Melissa, really quickly, give me a statement.
I mean, you know, if they're going to act out, you know what I'm saying, like nobody shouldn't disrespect nobody, but if a Fem Queen is going to put her hand on them, then, you know, beat her down. I don't know. Like, you know, I don't know. I like, so.
All right. That's your opinion. Justin, really quickly.
I still wouldn't. I'm still a dude at the end of the day. So, I wouldn't do that. You know what I'm saying? Now, if they really get at it, then I'll probably have an issue. I generally don't have issues with female figures like that. So, no.
If I punch you in your face, honey, you won't punch me back. That hit, honey. You're going
to
feel it.
Jasmine, are you asking me too?
Yeah, I'm coming down the line really quickly. Michi, what do you feel about Butch Queens putting their hands on Fem Queens?
I mean, if she run up, I mean, because some of these Fem Queens, you know, no shade. That testosterone start kicking back in or something, honey. That moan goes down. I don't know what it is, honey, but they get real buck, honey. And that tuck becomes untucked, honey. No shade. If she run up, honey, I mean, she, shit. Yeah, I mean, she may have went and paid $1,000 for some bags, but baby, let's box with them. Come on. Because you're not going to run up on me, girl.
J-Rock.
No, I mean, I'm just saying, mm-hmm. for real talk. If you're going to be a lady, act like a lady. Don't know lady when
mm-hmm.
it's a man.
Let's see. Okay. Go ahead, J-Rock, quickly.
Exactly. I treat Fem Queens just like I treat Fem Queens the same way I treat women. Everybody just keeps saying they should act like a lady. But I've seen a lot of women that, you know, fight to the death. I know all the girls in my family will slap the fuck out of you. But my thing is, I will probably hold them down or whatever. I don't know. I just, Fem Queens to me are women. I just cannot hit women. And I don't put myself in, first of all, I don't put myself in situations, first of all, to be getting hit by a Fem Queen or a Butch Queen. But if it did happen, I would probably hold them down just like I hold down a girl. I really would.
Okay. Okay, Diana.
In the next block, you're going to follow us.
Personally, I live for Fem Queens, personally.
Over to the next corner.
Wait a minute, who said that?
Alexis is giving directions. Go ahead. She's just giving directions.
Oh. like I said, I live for Fem Queens and things like that. You know, and I don't, you know, my mouth is a bit much. You know, depending upon how the girl comes at me, I mean, you know, I'll try my best to, you know, diffuse the situation. However, if somebody, if you put your hands on me, bitch, I'm going to turn you loose. Period.
Okay. Jason.
Honey, that's it.
I said it last night and I'll say it again tonight. I would restrain them as best
okay.
I could, but I'm not going to fight them.
Let them answer. One by one, let them answer. Bishop.
I'll give my sister the fucker up.
Okay, good answer. Okay, I'm going to say Rodney for last. I'm Alexis, real quickly. Alexis?
You're still giving directions.
Okay, Laura.
So if everybody just needs to keep their hands to their motherfucking self, that's all I'm going to say.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it don't matter if you a femme queen or a woman. Bitch, you put your motherfucking hands on me, bitch, I'm going to knock you, period. I don't give a fuck what you are.
Okay. Okay. Rodney, what do you feel about butch queens putting their hands on femme queens?
It's a touchy subject. I'm going to give you... Like scenario type. For the female figures that act like women, you would probably treat them a little bit. You would probably restrain them a little bit, you know, and say, go ahead. Because you like J.Y. said, you do have some women that will, still fight, still like enough. But me being old school and knowing that in the back of my mind, it's a dude just fucking hit me because he got a dick and all this type of stuff, and he got testosterone just like me and all that type of stuff. It all depends on the situation, whether I'm going to knock their ass out or restrain them, and I'm just being honest.
Okay, I respect that. All right, let me tell you my opinion, and then we're going to move on to the next one. I come from an era where... if you even attempted to touch a femme queen, a whole bunch of butch queens will whoop your ass. Butch queens catered to the femme queens, okay? The femme queens were ladies. They were the women of our scene. And when a butch queen attempted to even address them in a disrespectful manner, child, please, any butch queens that were around them would automatically attack you. Now, that came from an era where the femme queens acted and carried themselves like women. Like Rodney said, that definitely has changed because a lot of you femme queens out there are just a whole bunch of men with wigs on and a whole bunch of implants. You still act like men. And if you still act like men and treat and carry yourself like a man, then expect to throw down like a man because that's what's going to continue to happen. They're going to continue to disrespect you. That's what's going to happen, bottom line. I mean, there's really nothing that can really be said. You know, and the good thing about it is, I mean, we're now in an era where you have to protect yourself. You got to protect yourself from the straight community. You got to protect yourself from your own community. You got to protect yourself from your own family. You're just going to have to continue to fight. And that's what's happening. You know, all y'all are not girls like me. I'm sorry. It's not going to happen because I'm not going to sit here and fight you. I'm not going to fight you. I'll kill you. I'll make you disappear or something like that, but I'm not going through all that. I believe I'm too beautiful for that, so that's not going to happen. But I don't put myself in those type of situations, so.
Jasmine, can I ask you one question? Do you not saying hitting the femme queen, but do you think choking the fuck out of her, choking the shit out of her, man, that's it? Do you think it's wrong?
But not choking the shit out of her. I think like J-Rock said, like Rodney said, restraining them. I mean, That's like a lot of built up frustration that you're talking about, like choking them. That's like
Jasmine, yeah, choking the shit out of her.
But Jasmine, for example, on the video, like the video that just transpired between Jocelyn Khan and Brandon Mizrahi, for example, Jocelyn Khan put her hair in a ponytail on the video, squared up, and just straight punched him. She threw the first punch and hit him square in the face. I mean, knocked him. So are you telling me he's supposed to restrain himself after he just got knocked?
No, I mean, again, you know, I understand, and I'm not saying to any butch queens out there, don't defend yourself. I'm not saying that because, I mean, you have to defend yourself. You have to. You know, in this day and age, you really, really have to. But, you know, I'm just saying, you know, sometimes, like, I don't know what happened with that situation. But if you find yourself in those type of situations and you have that type of respect for a femme queen or a female figure of any sort, maybe sometimes it's best to walk away from the situation, because I'm sure it was verbal before it got physical. If you see that it's turning verbal and it's getting to that point, walk away. Because at the end of the evening, it can get real crazy. You know what I'm saying? If you know that these people are known to fight, it's no shade, like Keisha, Kelly, or any of those people, you know who they are. You know that they will stand there and defend themselves. You know they're not going to talk forever or whatever, but yet you still have respect for female figures, then maybe it's best to walk away from the situation. Don't continue to argue. Don't continue, I'll fuck you up. Don't continue to do all that, because at the end you're going to regret it. And that's what really happens.
Right.
You're either going to regret it because other people are going to attack you, or you're going to regret it because you're going to feel like, damn, I just disrespect. It goes back to what I said the other day. If a guy is known for disrespecting his own mother, putting his hands on his own mother, they don't have no respect for women, period. So what makes you think any femme queens out there or female figures that they're going to have respect for you as well? It's not going to happen.
Wait. Can we stop saying female figures? Can we just say femme queens? Because if you up in drag, I don't. That's really, I don't give a fuck. Because you really got a dick. So
no, but yeah, you're right. No, see, not just female figures, but like Bishop, like Bishop said, like a woman or anything. I'm talking about for any woman out there. Period. Any.
Oh, okay.
You know, it could be a real girl. It could be a lesbian. It could be okay. Let's use the example. Would you, Rodney? Would you go toe to toe with a trans man?
No.
No.
Okay. And even if that trans man automatically attacked you?
No, I wouldn't, because in my mind, I naturally know that's still a woman.
Okay. Okay.
Amen. But not amen
Laura,
for me. Because
Laura,
I knocked the testosterone out of them. I'm sorry.
Laura, would you go toe-to-toe with a trans man?
I have before with a stud and a trans man, and I don't mind. Bitch, you want to act like a nigga, you don't get knocked like. Bitch, you want to act like a nigga, we going to fight like two niggas. That's what we going to do.
All this ratchet-ass fighting. Like you said, everybody just needs to put their hands down. All this fighting.
No.
Just
no,
like y'all seen everybody.
People, it's not all about the hands. People just need to learn how to respect other people as well. Just because you a
You're
girl,
true, right?
You a bleeding. Just because you a bleeding cunt don't mean that you could just go off and just knock a nigga. No, you put your hands on a nigga, and when a nigga just straight just do a Mike Tyson on your ass, don't get mad. You put your hands on him first. You learn how to keep your hands yourself. That's all.
You know, it's the advantage.
Oh my God!
It's a
hold on,
bitch. You gotta understand.
Bishop, uh-huh. Hold on. Bitch, everybody pressed one. Everybody pressed one. Like, what? Why are y'all all pressing one at the same time? Hold on now. There's a lot of private callers. Hold on, Bishop.
Okay.
Because this is where the attacks are going to come in at. This is where the attack's going to come in at.
Let's
616-481, you're on the air.
Call in.
Okay. 347-616.
Yeah.
Can we talk about how the femme queens used to bully the butch queens back in the day?
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay, well, go ahead and talk about
that. Exactly. What femme queen bullied you, but Bishop?
No, back in the day.
Hold on. The first time I started liking femme queens, I remember I was at a we were at a house. I can remember it too. And it ended up being that same femme queen that attacked me with the other femme queens. They jumped the fuck out of me. When I tell you, they was beating me up beside the head with a steel chair and maced the fuck out of me. I'm thinking that everything all cool. They turned it on me.
Exactly. You have to have done something. You have to have done something, though.
No. I'm gonna tell you what I didn't do. Back then, I did not know what I was back then. Didn't know nothing about femme queens or none of that. I thought, honestly, they were women. And this is the thing, though. The thing is that they thought I was trying to have every femme queen in the building.
Exactly. That's probably what she was doing.
And that's what they showed me. They got me together.
That's what happened.
Okay.
You were trying to touch all of them, and they got your ass. That's what happened.
They got me together.
They got you together. Okay, let's hear the caller, y'all. Please mute your phones because I hear feedback. But go ahead, caller. Let's talk about the femme queens back in the day bullying the butch queens. Go ahead.
Yeah, let's talk about the girls on 14th Street who had gangs of trade and butch queens behind them that would get bored and sit there and smoke a cigarette and get a butch queen slapped and beat while they were kiki about it.
They did that,
but that was protecting. They
Does anybody want to get JoJo Ebony on the line? Call JoJo. Wow. She can give us a rundown.
JoJo! Wow.
I give you the femme queen legend of K Street with this GG.
Oh, do not bring JoJo on this line, darling.
I haven't talked to JoJo in years, but she definitely will give you a rundown on how the girls were on 14th Street. But y'all butch queen shouldn't have been on 14th Street.
Honey, I remember when JoJo used to shake the girls down for their coin. Like the girls come off the girls come off a stroll and Miss Jones will get very yes, so how we do tonight?
Well, that sound like my sister Lovely.
How much did I make?
14th Street in Manhattan.
Oh yeah, come on, that one. It's 214th Street.
And 11th Avenue.
Jasmine, there's no shade. The bitch queens had no business over there. It's no shade.
Yeah, that's what I said. That butch queens had no business over there. Y'all should have stayed in the village and let the girls be over on 14th Street. But then the girls used to bring the little butch queens over there with them because they didn't want to work to be alone.
Okay,
so,
wait, Jazzy.
We all know how it goes.
Wait, Jazzy, Roddy, and everybody else. Prime example. Do y'all remember when Coco Ebony did that video when she ran up on that child at that hotel room with her children? With them locks in their hand, they beat that child up out of his room. I mean,
mm-hmm.
they beat him out of his shirt and everything else, and it was like
mm-hmm.
five niggas there and her beating him. So when something like that happens, are you just supposed to just run or just you know try to hold them back? No, bitch, you need to pick up a motherfucking
defend yourself.
Or pick up a gun and you need to do what the fuck you need to do and clear the motherfucking room.
Let me tell you something, okay? When these girls know that somebody is coming for them, and baby, if you knock at my door, and bitch,
okay.
I know you coming for me, I'm not coming to this door alone. Now, you may be by yourself, you may not be, I don't know. All I can see is as far as this peephole. So, baby, when I come outside this door, I'm not coming alone.
Jasmine.
Okay.
Jasmine, but this, you know what? This conversation really reminds me of when I first went to New Orleans. The police always told us, they told us when I got down there, this was the brief. When you are walking down on Bourbon Street, put your wallet in your front pocket. If somebody try to rob you, fight. And then I said, why would I fight if I could just give them the wallet? They said, because you're going to die anyway. They're going to shoot you anyway.
Shit.
Whether you give it up or not,
mm-hmm.
you're going to get shot. So then once the police said that and I started talking to the locals, this is what I got after living down there for 3.5 years. When you put yourself in certain fucking situations, that's what you
mm-hmm.
get. I lived down there for 3.5 years. I used to walk to work because I wrecked my car. I used to walk to work in one of the baddest areas at 12 o'clock midnight Nobody touched me. They knew I was not from around there. They never said anything. They just was like, that's the guy going to the base. Nobody ever said anything to me. But on that same street, people have got shot, robbed, everything, but they were always in some kind of mess to get them in that situation, whether it was a drug deal or something gone wrong. If you're not, what are you doing to get yourself in a situation to where you got to get your ass beat with locks and all this kind of stuff and ran up on a hotel room? That's my thing. So let's be serious. You probably deserve that.
Yeah, I mean, it is about the situation. Hold on, yeah, I got a whole bunch of callers, so hold on, yeah. And then we'll talk. Private caller, you're on the air.
Hello?
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 Private caller, whoever's washing dishes, mute your phone. Private caller, you're on the air.
Hello? Yeah, I want to talk about the Blitz Queens and Femme Queens situation.
Who is this?
This is Becky.
And what situation you want to talk about, Becky?
Well, this is the thing. Like, well, Rodney says, see, I'm a drag, okay? And I mean, if I wouldn't restrain them because it's a lot of people that's transitioning for the wrong reasons. Now, it's the difference between, like, what Jasmine was saying femme queens, and then somebody else said, why are y'all saying femme queens when y'all should be saying something else. No, it's a difference between femme queens and transgender women. The people who are transgender women, they get more leeway than the femme queens because femme queens still act like niggas. So I cannot picture me being a drag and a fucking man that I know is a man and with a fucking lace wig on got me in the headlock. No, y'all got me fucked up. And I'm just letting this bitch got me in the headlock because she a femme queen because she taking moles and she got titties. Bitch, what? I always said if I ever fought a femme queen, I'm going for her titties first. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, bitch. You want to fight me?
What you
going
to do to the titties?
What are you going to do to the titties?
I'm going to take them back to the doctor.
Damn it. You can do damage to the titties.
I'm going to take it back where she belongs because if you want to fight me like a nigga, you want to put yourself in nigga situations, and you're supposed to be changing for the better as a woman, and you want to put your dukes up like you a motherfucking cowboy, bitch, we finna fight.
But don't you realize that Go ahead.
But Jasmine, I understand how you're trying to keep the peace and everything, and I'm for peace too. You get what I'm saying? But I have femme queens on my timeline, and I see what they write, and they write like niggas. So how are you supposed to respect these niggas? You get what I'm saying? They talking about, oh, I just got my dick sucked. Oh, I just got this.
Oh, my
oh,
God.
I just, you get what I'm saying? You don't respect those type
She's
of people.
She's not lying, though.
Listen, Jasmine, when you say all this wretchedness, yes, it's disrespectful to some people, like when, like that girl Ebony, what her name, the Ebony girl who got slapped by, you know, Dimitri, I mean, what her name is, the con at Vogue Night. That was disrespectful. You get what I'm saying? And she didn't fight back. That's disrespectful. But if it's somebody like Jocelyn, what her name is, she gets fucked up. I'm sorry. Her arms is bigger than mine. She gets fucked up. So it's not no restraining or anything. She gets fucked up. I'm sorry.
But you know what? The funny part is that wasn't Jocelyn and that Brendan Mizrahi child that got into the fight? Wasn't they the same people that was just on that at that hotel on the wall because they got
she probably snitched on the clients
and they put their pictures at the hotel in Manhattan area. I mean, y'all beating up dates and stuff. Y'all beating up clients, but then when it comes to knuckling up with her, knuckling the nigga, then people want to get all, you know, and they feeling type of, oh, she's a femme queen. No, bitch, no.
Exactly,
She was sitting there beating up white clients, so, I mean, what's the difference? No, if she wants to knuckle up, let her knuckle up.
Right, and then y'all can't, just like how what J-Rock was saying when he was talking about the Coco, or whoever said was talking about the Coco situation. I watch a lot of ballroom throwbacks, and I see Coco, after she beat the boy up, when they was fighting that Vogue Night, she got on there preaching, talking about hey, you guys need to stop talking. I mean, you guys need to stop fighting, raise the town, and stop the violence. But you just was beating this boy ass in a fucking hotel room. That's what you call reneging yourself and being a hypocrite. If you don't want your ass getting whooped, and you got them titties, bitch, don't fight nobody. Don't do nothing that you don't want nobody doing to you, or you'll get fucked up. And this is coming from a drag, bitch. If I wear a wig and you wear a wig, bitch, we fighting.
Why do y'all keep doing that? Y'all all talk at the same time. Y'all hold on one at a time. Thank you so much, caller. Thank you.
Yo, this
thank
is Becky.
So
I will be calling in frequently too. So remember my name.
All right, Becky.
Okay. Thank you, Becky. I'm gonna remember
all right,
you,
Becky.
Becky. Thank you. You made a statement tonight, honey. So I got you. Hold on, y'all. Let me get to some of these callers because they keep pressing one. Private caller, you're on the air. Private caller,
hello.
You're on the air.
Hello. Hello.
Hi, caller.
No.
Hi.
Hi, my name's Becky, but my mom, she still calls me Adam.
But Adam, you need to soften up, sugar.
Work, Adam.
I'm trying, sweetie. I'm trying. So I will fight anyone I have to fight. I will fight your mom. I will fight pets. I will fight raccoons. Whoever the fuck comes at me, I'm gonna fucking fight them because I transitioned for about 5 years, and I'm still in my transition, and I don't have time for no one to come at me any type of way. I'm strong enough to be
so
gay.
So you're still in
I'm
transition after 5 years? You're still in transition?
I was just on touch on that myself. Lord Jesus.
You know,
Jesus
I'm a little
Christ.
Harder. I'm harder on the edges, but.
Giving me too long.
Well, baby, after 5 years, if you ain't transitioned by now, there is no more transition. Let
it
go. Transition back to the original you and love who you are.
I'm doing the natural thing, unlike these girls that be doing the quick things and getting these big bags with these flat chests. Sweetie, that's not me. I'm doing
it
natural.
But you're 5 years natural, baby. You might want to go either under the knife or just go ahead and cancel the transition. It ain't going to work.
The only thing that never changes is my voice, sweetie. So
cut it or quit.
Do a knee song.
Cut it or quit.
Caller. But Becky, I don't think we can call you Becky because we have another Becky. So I'm going to call you, I don't know.
Adam.
But you're going to have to call
transitional Becky. You can call her transitional
We're
going to
call her.
Adam.
We're going to call her Miss Adam. Miss Adam, I have a question for you. Did you see the fights and everything that took place? What do you feel about the girls fighting?
I actually love to see the girls fighting. I will beat the shit out of every bitch on this line that's talking shit, seriously.
Sure.
But I'm going to keep it real.
Not
if
you bug, nigga.
Yes, I will be a nigga if I have to be a nigga. I will fuck you up, okay, basically.
Girl, fuck how you feel, next caller.
I carry mace and a taser.
Wait, are you that queen that wears Beijing
needles
to her fashion shows? Are you the queen that wears Beijing to her fashion shows?
Are you the queen that wears Beijing to your mama's fashion show, girl?
How about you?
Good night, mama. Fuck how you feel, Adam. Next caller.
Shut it.
Is
this
trash talk?
How you feel, Adam?
Okay,
hold on.
I
think Jamie Lee Conn, she did her thing.
Is this trash or
TV? You said Jamie Lee did her thing.
She
okay.
should have finished with Renee yesterday.
She said her thing, and all these girls on the line can suck my white cock. Thank you.
Oh, my
God.
That's a man.
Thank you,
that's
Ms.
a man.
Adam.
This is a
like Becky said, honey, they all don't need to be... They don't all need to be in it. Go ahead, Jason.
Jasmine, I want to Keyshawn Hines in the room. I just want to say that no, we're not saying that it's all right for men to fight straight women, or it's not all right for.
I'm saying
this gay man is saying that it's not right for a man to put his hands on a woman of natural birth or a woman that is transitioning into being a woman, I am not going to put my hands on them, and I don't condone other men doing the same thing. That's just my personal belief. I can't speak for every man that's on this phone.
Hold on, y'all. Please, because y'all going south, honey. Listen, Keyshawn, Jason's cousin, because y'all got the same last name, honey. Tonight's topic, but what we do here, because we got everybody on the line, they are giving their opinion. Some people say that they will do it. Some people say that they won't do it. And it's not like we are condoning it. We're just giving our opinion on it. So some people say yes, some people say no. So there you go. That's how it goes. But before I let everybody on the panelists talk, please let me get to these callers because I don't like to keep them waiting. 619-665, you're on the air.
San Diego.
619-665. Whoever's typing, please. 619-665.
On that subject, when it comes to femme queens versus butch queens, when it comes to that whole little situation, femme queens in today's society, a majority of them act like men. And me personally, I would beat the dog shit out of a femme queen because they're acting like they're dick and not like they're pussy.
Okay, so would you beat the dog shit out of a piece of trade?
Oh, our dog could trade across the map. Foremost.
No, I'm asking
okay,
a caller.
Yes.
Would you beat the dog shit out of a piece of trade?
Yes, no, he would throw the trade across the mat.
Oh, he would throw a trade across the mat. Okay.
In today's society, a lot of transsexuals, they have this persona where they want to be women, but they like to say whatever they want to a butch queen and feel like there shouldn't be any repercussions for it. I don't give a fuck if the bitch just got off the surge table. You talking shit. So y'all take it off.
So somebody's phone is carrying.
You want
to... Yeah, somebody's phone is carrying. But, you okay, thank you, caller. That's your opinion. Thank you for expressing yourself. Please, y'all, please, because y'all going to give me a headache. I done rubbed them on my head 3 times already. Mute your phones if y'all got a lot of background. Whoever's washing dishes, please get a dishwasher. And, can y'all please respect the callers? We have a lot
Jasmine.
Of people pressing one.
Jasmine, can
Over
I say one?
You don't rinse
thing.
Your dishes before you put them in the dishwasher, Jasmine?
Jasmine, can I say one quick thing?
Y'all sound like y'all rinsing. Y'all sound like y'all scraping with rocks and hard titties. Go ahead, Bishop.
Girl, that wasn't me.
All right, I'm going to give you y'all an example. This is why I don't put my
Bishop,
hands on
Bishop, hold on.
Quick.
Don't give an example. I don't want nobody to give an example yet. I want to get to the callers first, and then we as panelists will continue to talk. But let me get to them, y'all, because I went one by one and gave y'all opinion. So let me go to the callers, and then we'll come back to everybody. 443-397.
Hey, Jasmine. It's Calvin.
Hey, Calvin.
Hey,
Calvin.
Fine. How is everybody?
Hi.
Everybody's fine.
Hey.
Yeah, I was just calling in to say hello. And about this topic, I just really want to say at the end of the day, I mean, I can understand if you're a trans woman, but if you're a femme queen acting like a male, you deserve to get your ass whooped.
Okay. All right, there you go. That's Calvin. Calvin, stay right there. Thank you, Calvin. 646-481. 646-481. Yeah, we can hear you.
Oh, I just want to say, like, when it comes to femme queens, I do believe that if you're acting like a woman and bring yourself as a woman and being a woman, then you do not deserve to be hit. But you will also, as a woman, definition of a woman, will not put yourself in a situation to be hit. A real woman
mm-hmm.
will not act like that. You're a femme queen, you're going to go beyond what a woman is and really not act like that. So you're not going to get into situations and fights from a little boy, a little bush queen. But if you're sitting up there acting like a faggot, then you're going to get beat up like a faggot. If you're at bars acting like a faggot, at the club acting like a faggot, on the judge's panel acting like a faggot, then that's what you are. You're a faggot. But if you want to be a woman and present yourself as a woman, then go beyond the call of a woman and be more of a woman. So I think it's not a problem. When it comes to hitting the bush, I'm really confused about that. I don't know. Because they be really aggressive. I don't know how to treat that.
Well, I would say something, but then I don't want to. Okay, thank you, caller. I don't want to call her. I just don't want to call her name. But she can give you a lot of examples about that one. 646-824. You're on the air.
Hello.
We hear you, girl.
I'm sorry. Hi, Miss Jasmine. It's me, T. I follow you on Instagram. I just wanted to ask you guys, I'm a straight woman, and I'm learning more about the ballroom terminology and everything, and I feel like the femme queens are women to me as a straight woman. When I see you transitioning the whole nine yards, I do. I really do feel like after you guys take time, you become women, even though anatomically, you know, You were born male. I feel like after a while of living your life as a woman, you are a woman. I just wonder why is there so much animosity, and where does it come from? Why is all this fighting going on when bad enough straight people are ignorant as shit and attack a lot of the femme queens I see out in New York City? A lot of the times I see people using slur words and calling people out on the street, and I'm wondering if you guys have to fight so much in the ballroom community, how do you deal with like heterosexuals coming after you guys?
Mm-hmm.
I like her.
That's a very good question. Thank you so much, caller.
You're welcome.
Anybody want to take that really quickly? Anybody want to say something about that? Because that's what I said earlier. You know, we got to sit here and fight, you know, the world out there, and yet we're fighting ourselves. You know, how do we handle that?
That's exactly what I was about to say.
So to be honest, I've dealt with more drama inside of the homosexual community than I have my whole life.
I think it's much more harder for femme queens, though, because the simple fact is that when you look at it, I can hit a femme queen in her hotel, and I can choke her out and get away with it from the police. Police ain't going to look at them. They're going to look at their ID and say, oh, that's still a man. This is a man altercation. It's happened before.
And that's horrible.
It's happened before. That's terrible.
That's horrible.
That's sad. That's sad.
Like Melissa,
that's why I say femme queens have it further more than I think that any individual dealing with domestic violence, period.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Corlin. Let me get to a couple of other people really quickly. 240408, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Okay, so here's my thing. I feel that no one should be putting their hands on anyone, regardless if you're a butch queen, femme queen, innate born woman, regardless, respect or disrespect. And I feel like a reason why you have so much fighting is that a lot of these people are uneducated and don't know how to communicate with other people or articulate their feelings. I mean, I just don't understand, like, why is there ever a reason to put your hands on someone other than self-defense? Like, that's ridiculous. And these are, like, grown adults. And I feel oftentimes, you know, a lot of butch queens are intimidated by some queens because they usually have, like, these they usually have people that back them up, like a gang of trade or other butch queens. But my thing is, girl, so what? If someone puts their hands on you, you have every right to defend yourself. I don't give a fuck if it's straight. If they jump you, so what? You just meet each and every one of those bitches, you know, alone with your weapon of choice. I personally say a sock filled with batteries. And just go for it.
Did you say a sock with batteries?
A sock full of batteries. I mean, you know, give real prison training.
Wow.
This is a real violent show tonight.
Sock
you been to boot
with
camp?
Batteries.
You know,
okay.
You been to boot camp, bitch?
All right, caller. Thank you so much. We got a couple of more callers, and we need to change this up. 518-779, you're on the air.
J-Rock?
What? Yes.
Girl?
Yes.
Get the fuck up.
Okay, caller. Thank you, caller. 910-224, you're on the air.
So I think this topic, because I just called it in, so I think this topic is based on the video that y'all seen the other day. Am I right?
Hi, Kelly.
Hey.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from around the world.
Girl, I can't with you. Kelly, so before we talk about that that situation, somebody wanted to know about putting their hands on butches. Do you condone putting your hand on a butch?
Have you seen her videos recently?
Okay. Baby.
Now,
the first time I'm going to play cunt. The second time, I'm going to play cunt. The third time, I'm going to let you know exactly what the fuck I was born as, okay?
Is that what happened with David?
You know how many times this bitch done called me and told me how she cleaned her whole dresser off with some butch's face, honey? She slid them through the whole dresser. And I mean,
okay.
I can't.
Let me tell y'all one thing. I'm not gonna put my hands on a butch because at the end of the day they still biologically a woman. But baby, when you smack the door, I'm gonna be honest with y'all. When you smack the dog shit out of me, bitch, and I think my grandmother is back alive because she's the only person that smacks me like that, bitch, I'm gonna put my hands upon you.
Yes, God.
Okay. I want to get back to the topic. Yeah, I just had. I think because I only heard of like two or three callers before me. I think y'all was talking about the video that was out. When you are a fem queen, okay, and you're running around here and you trying to make a piece, you trying to make a thought or skins your man, and they running around here, they fucking these butch queens and doing the things that they do because they really like butch queens, bitch. And you call and you invite a butch queen to come over to your hotel room to fight. You get exactly what the fuck you asked for.
Thank you.
Okay? And that's the whole situation with that video. You cannot make a thought your motherfucking husband or skins your husband, and then you find out a butch queen's playing with him this thing because they still like butch queens. So you call that butch queen phone, and you invite him over to your hotel room. He whoops your ass the first time. You whoop his ass the second time. That's what happened. And that's the whole story.
But I'm going to see that video because I try to see it, and it said I can't see it.
It's five
because
different
ports.
It's taking down
now. This is why I'm retired from chasing.
What video are y'all talking about?
They talk about the video of Jocelyn Khan and Brandon Mizrahi.
Oh, I've seen that one. Okay, I got you. Well, Kelly, thank
it
you for giving us the
down. Tea. But you know it's downloaded.
I mean, But Kelly, it's about just the whole weekend as well, because you had Keisha where she fought Lil James and Chicken and, you know, that whole chicken situation, all that bullshit. Then you had Toya and Thaddeus was carrying. I mean, it was a lot of Fem Queens versus Butch Queens all weekend.
No, actually, it wasn't a lot of Fem Queen versus Butch Queen all weekend. The whole situation was Butch Queen on Butch Queen situation, and Keisha jumped in. Okay,
oh, wow.
Every fight
okay.
that happened this weekend, Keisha jumped in. It was Butch Queens on Butch Queens, and Keisha jumped in the situation because those are her house brothers.
Word, Keisha. She'll ride and die.
I didn't know Word Keisha was a little drunk that pop time.
Kelly do the same thing with the Butch Queen, Ms. Rahe. The shade is she fights better than all of them. Well, except for the ones out here, no shade. These the ones out here, them girls lot, no shade, bitch.
But the difference between when the Mizrahi Fem Queen and the Ebony Fem Queen jump, the Mizrahi Fem Queen can box.
It's not the Mizrahi Fem Queens, it's Kelly, girl. Quit saying that Fem Queens, girl. It's not plural.
Okay.
It's one.
When Kelly jumps in or Kelly gets ready to knock somebody, Kelly can fight. I don't know about the other side.
Oh, the empty lady fights, baby. Trust.
Yep.
J-Rock, you're back.
You should know.
Jasmine, I was, you know, I was sitting here listening to everybody, and I really thought about it. The last fight that I had with a real, like a real girl, you know, it was a mistake. You know, somebody pulled her fucking ponytail and then went behind me, and it's like, bitch, she turns around, and I was there, so she went like ham. I my polisher just went on and punched the fuck out of her because I shook her so hard. You know, and I shook her into the wall. She hit her back of her head on the wall. And then her brother wanted to fight me because she was bleeding, but I wasn't trying to. So in that case, like, I guess in reflex, I would, but I kept trying to say, look, it wasn't me. Now, if it was somebody like Layla Ali, and I know your skill, Kelly, you come at me, we going to have to duke up. I'm sorry, because I know your skills.
Baby, J-Rock, let me applaud you, because bitch, if Kelly come at me, it ain't no duking up. That's a big-ass nigga. Mama taught me, my mama always told me, if they bigger than you, don't stand and be no motherfucking fool. You better pick up something and knock the shit out of them. Bitch, I'll
be
down.
Now, Kelly, I can't keep, but
yeah,
I didn't say
yeah,
all that.
Yeah,
now.
Just too much. Let me get to these two.
I cannot.
I don't know. Something about them aggressive transgenders, though, man.
I don't know. I was
let Kelly
I was gonna
talk.
Say
go ahead,
something.
Kelly.
I was gonna say something about what something that J-Rock said yesterday, but my mouth was twisted yesterday, so I couldn't press what. But I'm gonna pay it.
What I said yesterday, Kelly?
No, go ahead and say it, Kelly. Your mouth was twisted.
You said something about the ball on Saturday not finishing and being shut down and stuff to say, but you ain't even start your ball you had in New Orleans.
That's why I asked. I didn't, like, I wasn't talking bad. I was asking a question.
Okay. Okay, I just wanted to know.
Yeah.
Hold on a second. Y'all still attacking that child over that ball. That wasn't really...
My mouth was twisted, yes. My mouth was full, yes, so I couldn't call it.
Okay, well, hold on a second. Vanna, why was Kelly's mouth twisted yesterday, Vanna?
Because they get full.
That is so not why I asked. That's not so hot. I'm not supposed to be getting clicky in the future.
Hey, Vanna.
What up, Vanna?
Hi, how are you, everybody?
Hi, Vanna.
Hi,
uh-huh.
So, Jasmine.
Why you giggling, girl?
Jasmine.
Because I was
thinking
about
she just asked me the question.
Can I ask a couple of questions since I have Kelly and Vanna on the line?
Okay.
Sure, go ahead.
I'm all right.
Okay.
Oh, hold on, my phone must be working.
Hold on a second. While Rodney gets that, let me get to these two callers really quickly. Vaughn and Kelly, stay right there. Private caller, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, private caller.
Hi, this is Renee.
Hi,
oh.
Renee.
Oh.
Listen,
hey.
Renee,
so,
take,
I'm not
yeah, stop,
with
stop,
this
stop.
I'm not
going to
do
stop,
it with this one tonight. I will read the fuck out of her.
Okay.
For
okay,
what?
Just leave her. Renee, stay right there. When we get into that segment, we are going to come to you, so I'm going to put you right there. Don't hang up. Stay right there. We'll come to you shortly. Okay? Okay, one more caller. 347-278,
okay.
You're on the air.
What up? It's Sky in Brooklyn. Just to tag in on the whole fighting thing, I think there are a lot of factors to consider. Definitely nobody should be hitting anybody, and you should do whatever you can to avoid any type of physical situations, altercations rather. But a lot of people also have to consider, you know, their pride, protecting their pride, and we live in this YouTube society, and everybody want to be the author of a world star hip hop video, and nobody wants to be victim of anybody punking them or, you know, fucking them up on video, and it's going you know, viral. So that's another thing you have to consider these days. But, yeah, if you carry yourself in a manner that is unbecoming of whatever you want to categorize yourself as, then you just have to deal with the consequences.
Amen, brother.
Thank you so much, caller. You're right, though. I agree with you. We are in that era. Rodney?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay, Rodney, go ahead.
All right. To my sisters. You know, at the balls, you guys definitely, you know, wet and wavy, 35 inches, 36 inches, heels, dresses, makeup,
oh,
you know, makeup artists, travel pack, all that type of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But you two are, you know, pretty aggressive women in the scene.
Woo!
Okay.
My lamb, God.
What is your take on when you approach the butch queens, but you want to remain that lady element and you don't want a butch queen to hit you, but you guys are very aggressive to throw the first punch? What was your reaction to that, and how would you react to the butch queen actually hitting you if you want to be assumed as a lady?
Okay, I'll answer first because my answer is going to be very, very, very short, okay? Number one, if I approach you in that manner, however you see fit to end the situation, it's what you should do. One thing I'm going to tell you is that however you think that situation is going to pan out for you, it just might not pan out that way for you. I can beat you up and still be the woman. I can beat you up and still be Amaya. I can beat you and all your girlfriends up and still be Amaya. But if you disrespect me, I'm going to disrespect you. If you respect me, I will respect you. That's just how I get down. My blood mother and all my sisters are the same way. So, listen, I don't want people to get it twisted to the fact that I am aggressive. I definitely agree, my brother. I definitely don't take no shit. But I don't expect, if I talk to you, Nancy, I can't find that nasty to me. But just know that when I go in your mouth, that don't say, no, oh, my gosh, you're a girl and all that. And don't worry about that. Let's just go ahead and get this over with, period.
Okay.
Kelly?
My answer to that question is, baby, I was raised by women and baby, and they all fought, baby, and they all tore it down, and they all busting in motherfucking ass, bitch. So it ain't no motherfucking difference, bitch. If a motherfucking butch queen come in my face, bitch, at the end of the day, bitch, I'm going to bust his motherfucking ass, bitch, and I don't give a fuck what nobody think about it. I don't need no motherfucking butch queen to defend me, bitch. I can defend my fucking self. And the boys tell me all the time in the house, baby, okay, baby, I got this mother. No, you don't have to have it, because it's more embarrassing to get your ass whooped by a femme queen than get your ass whooped by a butch queen.
Yep.
Exactly.
Can I say something, please?
Sure.
Go ahead.
Okay, well, first of all, when Kelly and Vonna get heated, their voice transitions back to what it was before that syrup or that, you know. Because see, baby, Kelly, you know, she's real soft, and I take the fucking butch queen, and you know, the baby, she'll give you, yo, back the fuck up, nigga, back it up.
Like, but see, I don't do that. I'm still in cut mode when I'm carrying.
Wait.
Bonnie, stop.
But Michi, you
turn it to Van Diesel, no shade, girl.
No, but Michi, it's no shade. Vonna almost got into an incident at the awards ball that just passed when Kenny LaBan ran in her face, and she was being a girl. Yes, she played cunt. She didn't get loud or nothing. And then the House of Rev line came up on the stage. Yeah, the House of Rev line came up on the stage, and then they did what they did to do. And Kenny had ran off the stage, and you never saw him again after. So because
the ball wasn't
cunt.
Over.
She did a real good job. But I'm saying, no, she did a good job.
Yeah, she did a real good job.
No, Vonna would take her shoes off, and she would have knocked Kenny right up off that stage real quick.
Vonna, that's number two. I'm proud of you.
See? Yeah, Vonna,
shout
I'm very not, proud of you, girl.
Brother,
she ain't about to hit number three, honey. Trust and believe.
Now my brother Rodney might have a different story from the weekend, but y'all, what y'all seen?
Mm. See, that's what it is. She's learning how to be a lady when the camera's on. But when that camera goes off, baby Van Diesel will come up out of her. No shade.
Yeah, I did too much. Yeah, too much.
I'm just about respect. All right. Please respect me. I'll respect you, girl. Okay.
All right, yeah. All right, that's enough about the Butch Queens and the Femme Queens, honey. Everybody has different opinions about it. And so it's just a mess. I think everybody just needs to respect everybody. But, you know, hey, welcome to the hard day and age, honey. It's just a mess. I want to play a couple of commercials really quickly. Then we are going to change up on tonight's topic. I wanted to talk really quickly. Before I change the topic, I want to ask this of Vonna, that you're on the air right now. I want to ask you a question. I'm glad you're here. And I also want to ask Rodney the same question, because I know you visit a lot, and Kelly, you visit a lot. What do y'all feel about Chicago? I don't want nobody else to answer. Laura, I know you go there a lot too, so you can answer it. But I want to know what you guys feel about Chicago and quote unquote the mid mess. Do you think it's any fixing it? I want to ask Vonna first. Do you think it's any fixing it? What do you think needs to be done? And you know, what is the solution? What's going on over there? Vonna, I'll start with you. Vonna?
Oh, a shame.
Okay, Rodney?
As everybody knows, Chicago is my favorite city. Not ballroom.
Yes.
Yes, period. Just, I mean, it's a lot to do in Chicago. But as far as the ballroom scene, I think the leaders need to work better together. I think it would be a great scene because they definitely have talent out there and they definitely have people that travel. I think the leaders themselves, as far as the power struggle, it seems to be what the issue is. You got some great promoters that don't want to work together, that don't want to give up, you know, give a little bit here, give a little bit there for the betterment of the community, but they all want to be representative of the community as well as the spokesperson. But when the chips get down or when their turn fails, they want to blame it on the cold days or blame it on the other person who balls don't fail or bring on this person or throw the hammer this way and throw it that way instead of breaking it in and moving forward and creating a better scene for everybody to come to the Chicago area. I mean, you know, Mid-Mass as a whole, but especially Chicago being the biggest scene out in the Midwest.
Yes.
Okay. Vonna?
Yeah, you know she ain't going to say nothing.
Is that what you're doing? You're not saying nothing?
No, let me be clear. My mother of the year, I would say something because even though I was mother of the year, I earned mother of the year because I was the best mother in this region. That's why I earned mother of the year. No mother in no house does what I've done this year. That's why I was mother of the year. Let's start there. Number one. Number two.
She ran up on the ballot box.
No, I didn't. I didn't have to. The kids everywhere, but you do everything by yourself. When you build a house from nothing to something in a year by yourself, not with your parents or your brother or your sister or your cousin, then that way, that's how you become mother of the year. I worked for it. I didn't get
work.
It like most girls did most years.
Work, Vonna.
Work, Vonna. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I don't have like I. It's, maybe the question is just kind of elusive. Like, people just have a problem with balls not finishing and complain about promoters and all that stuff. I just think that's crazy. We've all been to a bunch of balls that don't finish. We all have had fights. We've all have done all this other stuff. You cannot blame, you know, a city or a state or a promoter or anything. You kind of it's kind of a win, lose, or draw. Like when you go to the bar can be closed down. You go to a club, the club can be closed. I don't have no opinion on it because I just think that it's a useless conversation to have because those are the things that happen. And you know that you're taking a chance on going somewhere and something happening, whether you choose your balls wisely or not. You can say, well, this is my girlfriend and her ball. I know Jasmine's always going to have her money. I know Jasmine's always going to have nice flyers. I know she's always going to have nice tables. But Jasmine didn't walk into the ball saying, you know, these two houses are going to tear my ball to shreds. You didn't think about that when you got ready to go to the ball. You thought that you were getting ready to have a nice function. You don't know what's going on. And you can always control a bunch of grown people when they're drugged up, liquored up, or egoed up.
You're right.
You're definitely right. Kelly, really quickly, what do you feel about, you know, the, Chicago and the Midwest? What do you feel about the ballroom scene over there?
Kelly? Is you still on there?
Don't tell me her mouth is twisted.
Her
mouth might be twisted again.
No, I promise you it's not. I promise you it's not.
But Chicago is real girlfriendy, no shade.
So is Atlanta.
Every region,
yeah.
USA.
Every region is girlfriendy.
I mean,
like,
yeah.
Well, no,
one city or another.
Chicago got a bad though, no shade.
So does Atlanta.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, I agree every region has, you know, their things, but I think Rodney hit it on the nose. Maybe if, you know, they work a little together and stuff like
right.
that. I see a lot of talent in Chicago. I see a lot of participation in Chicago. And I see it can be very successful. I hate that it's so tainted, you know, with the quote, you know, the title Mid-Mess and all that stuff. I do see a lot there. I just wish, you know, it was a little bit better. Laura, what do you feel about Chicago
you
as a whole?
You asked me a question?
Oh, Kelly, you're late.
Go ahead, Kelly.
Kelly, I wanted to ask you, what do you feel about the scene in Chicago?
Well, I don't know how to feel about the scene in Chicago because I only come out here for my sister Tayana and my sister Toya's ball. So I really don't come out here for nothing else.
Do you have fun when you go to those balls? Do you see competitiveness
I always have fun when I come out here and I'm enjoying myself with my sisters. But the ballroom scene overall is lackluster to me, and I'm over it after an hour and a half for being at anybody's ball.
No shade, Jasmine.
No shade. I caught that too. Like, no shade. Like when we was in North Carolina, and I seen Kelly. She came in, and then probably like 30 minutes into the ball, I walk. You remember me walking up to you, Kelly, and I said, "You're not really feeling this." It's like she was like blah, like. It was just
yeah,
over.
She does that. Yeah, she's been doing that for the past year. She texts me from both. My girl, I'm ready to go. She always does that. She's been doing that for the past year, honey. Laura, how do you feel about Chicago?
Oh. I just think it's a whole bunch of bitter bitches that bring their stuff that happened maybe years ago into the balls and
they
stuff or months
stuff,
ago
yeah,
or days
it.
Ago or even weeks ago. And they bring it to the balls and then that's where the altercation starts. So maybe they need to start working together and start and maybe leave their personal shit, you know, Monday through Friday. Don't bring that into the balls.
Jasmine, let me say something real quick. Definitely over this week. Over this week.
Right.
Over this week, most of the tapes that you saw, most of the fights that you saw, most of the altercations you saw, yes, some Chicago people probably were intertwined in the mix of it by defending people that they knew or that they loved. But a lot of the things that happened this weekend were from people that came from the other regions that people heard, held to such high standards, and they bring a lot of their mess here.
Are you serious, Amaya?
I'm very
I think
serious.
That is stupid. So y'all are hopping state to state taking stupid shit with y'all to ruin other people's functions.
Who is y'all? I didn't say me.
I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about the people that is doing that.
They
I think
have.
That's late.
They have, because most of the time y'all heard about
even if you look at the fights, I had this conversation earlier. The fights that took place that I seen in the video, was any of those fights with Chicago, I mean, were Chicago residents, anybody from Chicago was fighting?
Some people were Chicago residents. Some arguments did happen when the Chicago girls were jumping into mixes and stuff. So they were wrong for doing that as well. But a lot of the things were coming from outside people as well.
A lot of the stuff was coming from the D.C. Times, Lou and Mark and all them, when that situation with DeMario and all that shit was going on. That's just
why
all the way
shit. I was just trying to figure out.
All right, well. Yeah, I don't know. We need to do something about this. You know, this is just kind of crazy, you know, honestly.
Honestly,
but, they're
leaders as a house.
Hey.
Leaders as a house need to have a better conversation and better be forward people, which is what I have done, which is why I have calmed down. I don't attack whole houses anymore. I don't go for girls. I try to work with the leaders, and I try to build a better networking connection, even like the Ebony's. Everybody know that my notorious thing with the Ebony's and how I, you know, they didn't see me and I just didn't see them. But we have, but over the last year, we have definitely worked and bridged a better gap to where we know we do a lot of things together. We network together, you know, and it's thanks to Banks, you know what I'm saying, because of his leadership, you know what I'm saying. So I've done that to kind of bridge the gap to stop so much argument and so much fighting. So it's definitely it definitely starts
with the leaders, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, enough of the fights, enough of the mid, you know, Chicago, the Midwest, and we're just going to really move on at this point. So thank everybody. I want to thank everybody for calling and touching up on tonight's topic. I'm going to play a couple of commercials really quickly, and then we are going to go into our little special guest, honey. So I don't know if y'all all want to stay on for that one, because that one's going to get serious.
Yes. I need a blunt.
I think you should mute a lot of people, Jasmine, because they're not going to let her talk.
Yeah, I am going to mute everybody. I'm going to mute a lot of people, you know, because I want us to actually hear what she has to say without attacking her, and then I will bring everybody on individually to address the situation. So if you
Jasmine.
Still want to be a part of this, please press 1. Yes, Michi.
Who's the special guest?
I promise you.
I'll introduce her in a minute. In the meantime, also, can somebody contact either Jack or Divine and tell them that they're welcome to come on the show tonight to give us an update or not a recap, but just to give any last-minute info on Vegas this weekend if they need to, or they can send it over to someone and they can do it for us. So let me play a couple of commercials really quickly, and I will be back. Again, I will be back. Oh, my God. What did you say?
I'm sorry. I don't know whose phone that was. I was saying good night to everyone.
Oh, good night, Diana.
Whose phone is this? All these jingle bells, bitch. This ain't Christmas.
All right, let me play a couple of commercials. I'll be back, y'all.
Hi.
Saturday, April 12th, 2014, in Miami, Florida. Sugar Ebony, Cliff Ebony, and Tamika Levin present the first annual Florida's People's Choice Awards Ball. Your grand prize, Lip Sync Production as a House for $1,000. Open to all realness for $200. Open to all perfect 10 for $250. Sponsored by Antonio Blahnik. Best Dressed Spectator for $150. European Runway for $150. Female Figure Performance for $100 plus a $10 pot. Female Figure Face with an over pump for $100. And for you virgins, Virgin Vogue for $100 plus a $10 pot. Again, that's Saturday, April 12th in Miami, Florida, the first annual Florida's People's Choice Awards Ball. Your admission will be $30 all night. Doors open at 5 p.m., award ceremony at 6:30, so be on time. Your commentators will be the icon Selvin Mizrahi and Willow 007. Your DJ, Jubilee Ebony. Again, that's Saturday, April 12th. For more information, visit Facebook's event page. The first annual Florida People's Choice Awards Ball. Malcolm Balenciaga and legendary father Larry Mizrahi present Behind the Music, Saturday, April 5th in Louisville, Kentucky. Grand prize, tag team performance for $1,500. Michael and Janet Jackson,
One Twister, let's team up with a Butch Queen in drag for Vogue Fest. Mini grants include Open to All Runway for $500. Femme Queen Performance, Beyonce for $400. Male Figure Realness for $200. Female Figure Realness for $200. And a host of other cash categories. Again, that's Saturday, April 5th in Louisville, Kentucky. Tables will be $100 before March 9th and $150 after. Your commentators, the icons Jack Mizrahi and Selvin Mizrahi. And your DJ, legendary Baltimore St. Laurent. Your host hotel, The Gulf House, $89 a night. Call 1-800-843-4258 and use code Behind the Music. This weekend begins Friday, and an aftermath will be Sunday. Make your plans now. Contact Larry or Malcolm on Facebook or visit the event page April 5th for more information.
All right, yeah, welcome back to the State of Emergency show. And tonight we were talking about the Ratchet Ass Week in Review. We kind of touched upon the fighting as well as stuff that's going on in Chicago, the Midwest, and what, you know, people felt about, you know, what needs to be done to fix it. We also talked about, you know, issues as far as Butch Queens and Femme Queens fighting, and if it was respectful, disrespectful, accepted, or, you know, should it be happening and stuff. But right now we're switching the tables. Let me introduce to you guys a guest that is coming on the air with us tonight. She pretty much been making a lot of noise since Monday. I don't even remember because y'all can't ask me about shit about last week because I just don't remember shit. Yeah, I would think I smoke weed or something, and I don't. I just don't remember. You know, I just put this, it's like I put this on the shelf, and I just move forward in life. But ever since Monday, there has been a person in our Blog Talk chat room that has been making a lot of noise towards our community. I don't know the details overall. Do not cut me off the show. I won't. But you better be nice, though. Do it the nice way. This person has been making a lot of noise. She's been, I don't want to say the wrong thing, but the feedback that I've been getting is that she's been attacking the community, making all these statements as far as gay people going to hell, and it's wrong being gay and all this stuff. I don't know if for sure exactly what took place. But let's see, the number, she wanted me to remind, Okay, we'll do that recap shortly. Michi, we'll do that before we shut off for the night. So she's been making a lot of noise. So let's hear what she got to say first. I'm going to bring her on respectfully and, you know, hear what she has to say because I know she was on last night and they invited her to come on tonight. They didn't want her to talk last night, so she's coming on tonight. And, you know what? Okay, I'm going to bring her on. I'm sorry if y'all get disconnected when we go into record mode. In all honesty, it's not Switchboard that does that. I think it's just something about your phone lines. It just automatically disconnects. I don't know why it does that. What y'all might want to do, if y'all know, and I'm going to say this to everybody, if you guys know that you are known for getting hung up, especially when we go into that third hour or so, you guys might want to call, like, within probably about 15 more minutes, 15 minutes before we go into record mode, hang up the phone and call back in because maybe it's like a timer or something. I don't know what it is, why it disconnects people. So maybe hang up and call back in so your timer is reset. Again, I just don't know why it happens that way. So because I want everybody to still be a part of the show. So if you know that you usually get disconnected,
right before we go into record mode, maybe hang up and call back in and it won't happen. Because I know, like, J-Rock, Shamika, you know, a couple of people said that that usually happens to them. So that might be what it is. I really don't know why that happens. Maybe I need to contact Blog Talk and ask them, you know, do they ever hear that from other shows? Because I notice it happens a lot. All right, so let's get to this topic. And we're not going to keep this topic on going on all night because, you know, I don't like the stupidity. I just don't tolerate it. But Miss Renee, you're on the air. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Now, before we go any further, I'm going to take a note out of one of our associates, Miss Marcus. I'm going to take a note out of her her book, and I want to say before we even allow you to, you know, address the situation, can you tell us a little bit about who you are so we know who you are before we even go any further? Can you know, you don't have to give your real name, but just tell us a little bit about who you are.
Okay. I'm 28 years old. I'm sure some of you know I live in the Midwest.
Okay.
And I'm a wife, I'm a mother, I'm a sister, I work in the school district here. I really don't want to say too much again.
You don't have to.
Okay.
Are you African American?
Yes.
Okay, so you're an African American woman. You're from the Midwest, you're in your mid-20s, you have a family. And how did you start hearing about the show?
Actually, a very good friend of mine has a radio show himself on here. And I never knew anything about, you know, Blog Talk. And when I went on, was just looking the shows, and I was like, oh, I didn't know what the show was when I clicked on it. And then that's how it came about.
Okay. So you found out about the show from another show, and you tuned in. And when you first started to, how long have you been listening to us?
Oh, probably about maybe 2 weeks now.
Okay.
I mean, I believe,
and when did
you know, last week.
Okay, and when did you start corresponding with, you know, the other listeners? When did you start, you know, being heard? Was you 2 weeks ago or was it recently this week?
I think it was last week when I initially got on. I'm kind of like you kind of said, I'm kind of... You know, so many things going on. I really can't really remember, but I believe it was last week, the end of the week, and I began talking to people in the. And I don't, you know, I just want to say really, really fast, I never, ever said anything about hell. And, in fact, I never even brought up religion. And if somebody can, in the chat room or whatever, say anything different, I did not say that. So I just wanted to put that out there.
Okay. So what did you say that got everybody worked up?
Well, when I had initially called one night, there was like a lot of arguing and everything going on. And I said, I don't think you guys understand how you sound. You sound like a bunch of men bickering like women. And I guess I said the wrong thing. And I was cursed out and everything else. Now, in the room, I was basically asking questions, and I was also making statements. Now, I did not attack anyone. I did not call anyone out of their name or anything. I was basically coming from a standpoint of explaining what I feel about it, and they were saying things back and forth to me. So there really was not so much of this fighting and everything that I feel like some people may think I'm not a unreasonable person. I'm not a hateful person. I say nothing about religion. So, you know, I just want to put that out there.
Okay, I understand what you're saying. Okay, so let me ask you your association with the community itself. Do you associate with, you know, homosexuals, gay people? Do you have people in your family, your friends, or anything like that?
Yes, I actually grew up with two very good friends, very best friends, from the time I was like about 13 or 14, two men. One of them came out to me who was like, I mean, my very best friend. He came out to me, I think we were about maybe 16 or 17. I think he was 17, and he, you know, had ended up getting involved with an older guy, and it was just a lot of things that I really went through with him. And that's how I pretty much found out about the whole community thing that goes on. And, you know, he took me around a lot of people that were, you know, transgender and other things. And that's how he told me about the whole trade thing and all that. So that's how I originally came about that. And because I cared for him, you know, and I was never trying to put anyone down, but that's how I kind of got exposed to it. And then I have another best friend who was also in our group, and he passed away almost 3 years ago from pneumonia, but we know he had HIV, and it was so quick, no one even knew, and he was very healthy. He was very, very healthy, and that really hurt me a lot to see that happen to him. But so I do know people on a very, very personal, deep level that are gay. And so it's not like, you know, oh, my gosh, I hate that. It's not about that. It's about, to me, it's like I'm just seeing more and more of it. And it's just a concern for me because I just feel like we have so many challenges as a community, as black people. And I feel like there's something else going on somewhere, and I don't think there's just
okay. Well, before we get into that, as far as your feelings and stuff, because I heard you said some stuff last night. Yeah, everybody's muted because I want to give her a chance to talk before y'all start acting like piranhas and stuff like that, and just hear her side of the story before we get to that point. All right, so basically what I think has happened here is one thing is, like, evidently you started becoming a fan of the show because you still are listening and still being a part of it. So it's something about us that, you know, has you attached, because I know if I was listening to a show that I didn't agree with, like, for example, you know, like the trash that people, you know, they call in and, you know, they want to make all these, play music and all the rest of that stuff. If I happen to be coming across a time feed and I'm listening to one of their shows, I'm not going to continue to listen. So evidently it's something about our shows, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, that has you listening. So I don't know what it is, but hopefully we can find out. But one thing I want to say to you as well as other straight people that are out there in the community, it's all about your approach. When you approach, especially us, one thing about us is we're very defensive. Even when you say something or you say it the wrong way, like with you being an African-American woman, if you, let's say you were standing in line in Starbucks and some white man was in front of you, or you bumped into the white man and he called you a black bitch or something like that, or how would you feel? Would it offend you?
Yes, but I didn't call
anyone. Or if
he
called you no, I'm not saying you did. I'm just saying, would it offend you?
Yes, it would.
If he called you like, oh, this nigger, this, you know, da-da-da-da-da, would it offend you?
Yes, it would.
Okay, so that's how we feel. We feel like if you call into the show on Monday and you say, y'all sound like a whole bunch of men, bickering like women, we will look at you as, number one, an outsider, and who are you to make that, you know, make that opinion towards us? You know what I'm saying? That's how it happens. I'll give you the prime example. I'm going to bring on the host of Monday and let you know where she go. Oh, I don't see her. Kelly, press one if you're still around. Oh, there she go. Hold on. Kelly, what was it about her on Monday that offended you?
What you just said. She came on the show, and she said, y'all sound like a bunch of fucking niggas or men.
Mm-hmm. You know, it started on Monday. It started on Monday when she called in, though. Oh, she said this last week? Okay. Go ahead. Kelly,
It was last week Monday. She said what she said. It was last week Monday, and she came on, and when she made that statement, I knew that she was a biological woman, and I took offense to that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So
all I
want to
say
ahead,
about that,
Renee.
I just want to say, okay, now if you guys can understand it from this perspective, you guys are on Live Talk, okay? So if somebody comes on there and they click on the show, they don't know necessarily what it's about. And you got, and when I, if someone who didn't know, they clicked on it and they hear everybody just going in, what would be the problem in someone saying that? I'm not saying it from a position of knowing all about the ins and outs and knowing specifically who is who and what's what, and I didn't know that. And I really did not even think I was saying anything offensive. I really did not. I did not purposely
okay.
try to hurt anyone.
I respect you saying that. I respect you saying that. Hold on, one second. Well, I don't want to lose thought, Kelly. I don't want to lose thought. I'll let you take it, though. But I just want to say to you, when you say you clicked on it and you didn't know, I programmed the show, and the taglines clearly say LGBT, gay, lesbian, transgender. So you know what type of show that you're actually getting into when you click on it.
But that does not mean that you don't necessarily know how the people identify. If you say gay, that doesn't mean that somebody identifies with being a woman or necessarily a man. It could be a gay man, and he does identify as being a man. So, I mean, that's not really I didn't know any specifics. That's what I'm going to say. I didn't know what
the
deal
was.
I got
you. Go ahead, Kelly.
You know.
And so, you know, when most of the heterosexual community comes on the show that's familiar with the show, they usually come on, you know, and, you know, they greet us to let us know, you know, about, you know, how they feel about the thing and everything. When you came on and that's the first statement that came out of your mouth, and me knowing that you was a cunt by hearing the tone of your voice, that's why I took offense and that's why I went off. And I read you and
knowing
I
was a what?
Knowing that you was a heterosexual woman.
Okay. Well, I mean,
but you didn't like the fact that she called you a cunt.
But what did when I say a man? Why is that offensive? I mean, what is? I'm
is
not,
it
that's
offensive
not the
to
same
be called?
Of calling
is
me a
it?
Cunt.
Okay, but it's offensive for you. It's offensive for you to call or say that female figures, transgender women, sound like a whole bunch of men.
Well, see, that's you all projecting that because that was not my intention. If that you have to take me.
Okay.
I came for it. That was my intention. You all are projecting it negatively, and you are applying it to you negatively. Again, I didn't know who was transsexual, who was not, but it was this gay man talking about your scene.
That's just like all of us that was on the show. We all transgender women, and we sitting in the restaurant, and we're talking the same way we're talking on the radio show, which we do sometimes. And you coming up and walking past the table and saying, "Oh, y'all all sound like a bunch of men."
Okay, so I'm gonna ask y'all this then. I heard a little bit you guys were talking about. Something about straight women fight or gay men fighting straight women or something or transsexuals fighting straight women. Okay, I heard just a bit of that. And see, that's where this whole thing, this gets mixed up because you have to understand people and just like I understand y'all have your own terminology and your own things and whatever I said was offensive to that. Okay, but you also have to understand that people, you know, in the heterosexual community, we don't know the proper ins and outs and what this person is and what that person is. So if you are in a position of being a transsexual and you put yourself in a position where you get into it with a woman, as a woman, as a straight woman, we will still see this as a man or a man trying to
approach we understand what you're saying, but we weren't even talking about straight women. We were talking about us as female figure,
okay.
Transgender women fighting gay men. We were talking about gay men fighting transgender women. We wasn't even bringing you guys up in this.
Okay. I thought I heard someone say straight women. So I'm
no, we wasn't talking about that.
Well,
okay. What did you say?
What is the proper terminology? How can a person determine what is proper to say? and not to say.
Well, that's going to take a that's why we've been here for 6 years. You're listening to her. That's Kelly, who is a transgender woman. I am a transgender woman, and we've been doing this for 6 years, and it's open to even you, the straight community, to listen and to learn. I think what should have happened with you is you should have really just sat back and listened before you said anything because, you know, you learn as you go along. You know, you have to learn the titles. You have to learn the positions that we are in. You have to learn what you're saying. And, you know, sometimes it can come off very offensively. You, as an African-American woman, you can, I'm sure you can understand how, you know, you just wouldn't allow a white person or a Hispanic or any other person, an Asian or whatever, to just talk to you or just use that type of lingo towards you. Now, you accept it from another, your sister, or, you know, somebody, you know, another black woman, you'll accept it from them or another black man, but when an outsider comes in and says things or is so opinionated on stuff, you're going to take it personal. Well, we're the same way. We take it personal, especially from an outsider. Like Kelly said, she knew right off the bat when she heard your voice. She's been doing this for 6 years, so she knows the type of callers that are going to call in. You know, I actually have been behind the scenes. She's the one who actually sits down and talks to people for 6 years, damn near three nights a week. So she can tell a person's voice by as soon as they say hello. She knows what's already going to happen. So you just have to sit there and you have to learn how things go. You know, that's how it is. Now, right now, I'm going to bring on the host of Tuesday Night because he's the one that you had the conversation with last night, and we can bring him on. And he will give you his, you know, rendition of what's going on. Jason, you're on the air.
Okay. We need to backtrack some here because this did not start Monday night. This started Wednesday night of last week. The problem that was and the problem was that, Jasmine, you weren't in the Blog Talk room because we were dealing with all that issue with those people whose names we won't discuss. Renee, I watched the room for quite some time, and other people were in that room. You said some very derogatory things last week on Wednesday in that room about men and HIV, about the cause and the spread of HIV, and why there was a problem with it. That was the issue that people had. If that did not happen, I wouldn't have said, Jasmine, you need to block Renee from the room. Now, this week, your song and dance is completely different.
No, it's not.
I'm saying yes, it is because you're now saying because you're backpedaling what you said last week. So now you're accepting the fact that you were in that room and you were discussing the spread of HIV between in the gay
community. Absolutely, but did I not
use
statistics? What did I say that was offensive? If I used statistics, I didn't say anything out there to say, well, y'all this nasty or whatever. I said things that were verifiable. I said things that are real. I didn't just come out there and say, hey, and put everybody down. And I didn't say every gay person has HIV. So,
okay.
No, it's not
but
a new problem.
But the problem with that is why is it as straight people, the first thing you all go to when it comes to us is HIV. That's the first thing, one of the first things you want to throw in our face. Last night, you didn't throw that in our face. You didn't bring that up last night. Last night, you brought up marriage. But on Wednesday night, you brought up HIV. You brought up men being effeminate and all of that type of stuff, that all of those issues. I'm a little upset right now, so I'm trying to calm myself down because I can't believe some of the bullshit I just had to listen to.
Calm down, Jason.
My issue with you is this. You are a woman. I am a man. As a black man, you can't tell me how to be a man, just like I can't tell you what type of woman you should be. Are you a man?
But why not? If we are in the black community,
I'm
not a man. But that doesn't mean that I can't speak about it. No,
exactly.
I'm not.
And I just said I can't tell you how to be a woman. I can't tell you that it's right that I'm not a woman. So it's not my place to tell a woman how a woman should behave. It's not your place to tell me as a man how I should behave. You're not a man. You don't know my struggles. You may think you know my struggles, just like I may think I know your struggles. I don't know how your period flows and when you go in, when you have your cycle, so you don't know anything about my body. You can raise a boy, but you can't teach him how to be a man. You can raise him because you're a mother. So as a woman, how can
Jason's phone dropped. I didn't do it.
Okay.
Hurry up and call back, Jason.
I wanted to just say, since he just went completely in, this is a problem because when I, you know, I'm trying to really have a conversation. I didn't go in on anybody. I didn't say anything. As long as I respect me, I respect you. But see, just right there, he took it to another level and super emotional
Understand something. Number one, everybody is not as calm as me. Okay? Now, number two, again, you have to sit down and look in the mirror. A lot of the things that you're saying is very offensive. You have to understand that. I think what has everyone puzzled is, just like you said, you had two gay friends. But yet, you know, usually when – I wish we had some other straight women on here. But usually what happens is you don't have them to be so opinionated. You're coming into a group. Now, last week we weren't even talking about HIV, AIDS, the spread of the virus, any of that sort. So why would you come in our group and automatically talk about that? Why didn't you stick on the topic that we were talking on? Or if you couldn't relate to the topic, then maybe not listen or just maybe move on. Why would you automatically talk about the spread of HIV and AIDS?
Okay, well, I'm going to say this. And I did the video and I talked about things. I'm going to put it to you like this, and I'm going to be 150%.
I'm sorry because my call dropped. I watched the video, and then when I watched the video, you talked about how sex between men was disgusting, and you said quite a few other things that were offensive to me as a gay man. Not just as a black man, as a gay man, because hear me and understand the words that are coming out of my mouth clearly. Before I was gay, I was black.
That's right.
When I die, I'm going to die as a black man who happens to be a homosexual. So, yes, when you gave those stereotypes about the men on film and the men in Atlanta wearing high heels, just like there are many types of black women, they are ratchet, they are classy, it goes on. There are many types of gay people.
There's too much going on.
So you personally feel that there's so much going on, then why not remove yourself from the situation? Like, you speaking on it, you're speaking to a community. You're speaking to a community, but the way you're speaking to our community is in such a disrespectful manner. You're speaking to hundreds and hundreds of gay people right now in an urban underground community, and you're coming off so offensively.
This is what I was trying to tell you when he called back in. I said I'm going to keep it 150%. I know that I'm wrong in the sense of I am abrasive with my message. I am straight to the point. That's the type of person I am. Because in the way I'm being like, the reason why I'm really being like that is because I feel like we are too far ahead now to be trying to be tender about it and be gentle about it. We are at a critical time, and I feel like black men, and I'm going to be 100 with you, I feel like gay black men, you are basically opting out of the black community. we could have so much more black families being built and black men, black husbands, black fathers. We could be building as a community, but then we have our men now essentially wanting to be women, or they're laying with each other instead of trying to build as men.
So there's some, so you feel,
and when you have,
okay, Jason, don't laugh, please, I have some serious people listening. I have some very serious, high-end people listening, so let's kind of keep it professional. Please, I beg of you. Please.
Mm-hmm.
Well, y'all have 3 minutes, I'm sorry, 2.5 minutes to call in. 2.5 minutes to call in and be on this show. Otherwise, we're about to go into record mode. If you're on the air right now, stay there, honey. If your phone gets disconnected, Lord help you, you will not be able to get back on, and you won't be able to get a piece of this. So, again, we're going into record mode. All right, sweetie. Listen, I'm not going to go back and forth with you. I know I'm not going to go back and forth with you, but I know this community, Lord help you when it comes to this. But I just want to ask you a question. I just have to say this to you. I have to ask you this. Do you really feel like these gay black people that you're speaking about, gay black men, that they are just choosing to lay with other women, I mean with other guys, and it's a choice of theirs? I'm just going to ask you a simple question. Do you think gay people are born gay?
No.
Okay, well, you got a lot.
Can I read the letter that Rich, the same guy that spoke to you, because he wasn't able to stay up, but he wanted Renee to hear this message. I'm going to try. I guess he's summarizing for me. Renee, basically what this young man is saying is that you're equating she equates gay with feminine in DL. I am neither. I am a contributor to the community as a whole, as a straight and gay, because I am in both parts. He said, goes on to say that he does not, if I made her aware of my past, especially that she thinks we all have HIV, even if I showed her paperwork proving otherwise, I'm sure her insecurity would still prevent her. So where does this leave me? Reformed and alone. Just please, because she's jaded or some whatever it is, he's jaded, should I not mentor youth as I do? Should I not hold an annual adopt a family for a $1 billion company I work for? Do gay men who adopt not fit her the desire for logical marriage? Should that child remain an orphan while unwed single mothers, false of their own, cannot have children and raise them in a non-traditional household, which also does not fit the logical marriage? Does she feel the same way about them? And this is just a few points to have for her. So you think that women that shouldn't have children shouldn't be able to adopt children?
No, not as a single mother, no.
So you think that every man and woman should be married?
What I'm saying is, there are exceptions to every rule, but the rule is we all come from a mother and father. We come from a society now that is basically doing what's good enough, because people have always told me, well, the kids are raised good enough, but what is best? We come from a father and a mother. Why are we not promoting that instead of trying to change into pushing gay marriage? We need to be pushing about people before you have children, decide what you want to do. Are you going to get married? Are you going to build a family? We're trying to turn into something else.
So what about these,
Jason, please, just calm down, because you're too passionate about it. Calm down. What about a society? You're saying we come from a society of mothers and fathers, but what do we also come from a society where you have a whole bunch of women, straight women, that get pregnant trying to keep a man around.
Absolutely.
We come from a society of single moms out there that can't raise their kids correctly. We come from a society of abusive parents. We come from a ratchet society, in all honesty. You can't just point it in one direction towards the gays. Correct?
Desmond J. Rock has something to say.
They all have something to say. They all have something to say. I'm going to have to go down the line. And Renee's call dropped.
I wonder why. And now she can't get back on.
And now she can't get back on. I don't know how to handle this. Somebody get in that chat room and see if they can three-way her on this phone line. I don't know. I don't know how y'all want to handle this. But her phone has dropped, and I don't know what to do. So if somebody can work some magic in that chat room, and I don't even think the chat room can hear us anymore, Jesus Christ.
They said they can hear.
Your phone dropped. She ain't gonna give out her number. I know she ain't giving my number. Y'all so stupid. I want to bring you back, but I don't know how. Unless you want to give out your number. Oh, John.
Tell her. Tiffany says she'll call her. Tiffany's cunt. Tiffany will call you.
Yeah, I tried to call. Do you want someone to three-way you in? I don't know about that. Maybe I'll just call next week. She's scared. Michi, hold on a second. I'm sorry, y'all. See, I told y'all to call back and hang up. Michi, what are you suggesting?
I mean, she could either give you her number, you could call her, or, I mean...
She don't want to do that.
She can call my secondary line from her private line, and then you can call my secondary line. We can link her in like that.
I can't call the secondary line. Can you call the secondary line?
Yeah, I can.
Okay, text me the number that you want me to have her call. She can call it blocked?
Yeah.
Call this number blocked, and they will... connect you in. All right, what is it? Listen, we supposed to be talking about my TV show, child. I ain't got time for all this bullshit. I'll have a special show about her next week, and then y'all can take it from there, because it's too much.
Well, then we can continue this next week. It's already 2:05. it's a lot of people
A lot of y'all want her. I know y'all all want her, child. And child, it seems like that'll be 3 hours. Y'all all want her. But you know what? I wish I had some other straight women on here. We might need to invite her next week and get some other straight women on here. Parents, anybody. Melissa, you're back. J-Rock, you're back. Rodney, you're back. Calvin, you're back. Justin, you're back. Kelly, you're there. Michi, you're there. Okay, everybody's there. And a whole bunch of people pressed one. But y'all can all hear her that she's just ignorant. I mean, y'all hear that. She just... And I'm not saying ignorant in a negative way. She just don't know. She just don't know.
But how can you be ignorant and you have gay friends and
But
and
that's
you
the
going...
thing. That's why I wanted to come on, because sometimes y'all got to understand this about some straight people. That's why I said we got to stop just living only in the gay society, a lot of time, I'm not taking up for her, but one thing that she did say that I know a lot of them, they think just because you have gay friends don't mean they understand the gay life. Until they actually go out and hang out with gay people, going to the clubs, going to the ballroom scene.
Jasmine.
You know what I'm saying?
I have Renee on the line.
Renee, you're back?
Yes.
Hi, Renee. Well, all right, Renee, this is what we're going to do. We're going to talk a little bit more about this, and because you know what? This is what I'm going to do. This is exactly what I'm going to do. The show really went overboard tonight, like in overtime, so we really can't touch up on the topic tonight as deep as we want to. But I'm getting messages even from other straight women that want to come on the air. A lot of people, some people do agree with what you're saying to a certain extent, and some people don't. So I think what I will do is dedicate next week's show to your topic. In the meantime, we will also invite other women, so it's not just you on the line, to talk about this, because I don't want this to be about our community versus Renee. I don't want it to be that, because it'll just be like you're an aunt and you just got stepped on. It wouldn't work. So I definitely want to invite you to come on next Wednesday, and I want you to maybe – somebody mute your phone, because I hear a lot of noise. Okay. I want you to also – since you've been listening, continue to listen to our show and maybe even go to our archived episodes and listen to some of those, especially the Wednesday night ones, because a lot of them are serious topics about our community. And maybe do some research so when you come next week, you can come prepared and understand. But a lot of the stuff that you're saying – you have a lot of learning to do. I'll let a couple of people speak with you right now, but, honey, this is my show time. This is where I talk about media stuff. But I'll let everybody say something to you really quickly, and maybe they can help, you know, help you do your little research or whatever you need for next week's episode, because next week is going to be a lot. But I don't want you to attack her. Just say what you got to say really quickly so we can move on. Melissa, you have anything to say to Renee?
No, I don't have anything to say to her because she's very ignorant. So I wouldn't even waste my time with her. Like, I just don't have nothing to say to her right now, girl, because I will attack her.
Okay. Thank you, Melissa. J-Rock, what do you have to say to her?
The only thing that I have to say to her is it may sound weird to the gay community, but I can kind of see where you're coming from, being a straight woman, looking outside, looking in. But like Jasmine said, you might want to just do your research, because even me being a gay male, I come in like a trend now. It's so many gay people, so I don't even want to be gay, because it's like everybody wants to be gay. So now I want to be straight. It's like back in the day, everybody just out now. So I can see where you're coming from with that, but the way that you're approaching things, it does sound very offensive, very ignorant, because a lot of us have families, a lot of us have careers, and a lot of us do a lot of things for not only the black community, but for the whole, the nation. Seriously, so you're sounding very ignorant, not in a bad way, but ignorant as in you don't know. So just do your research before you come on next week, because you got a lot of educated people on this line that are contributing to your community and your well-being.
You still with us, Renee? Michi, is she still there?
She's still there. Yeah, she's still there.
Renee?
Maybe she's still on my phone.
Oh, Michi got that crooked phone.
Oh, well, she just hung up.
Okay, Joe. All right.
rape and murder also goes back. Doesn't mean it's good. You know, she got a lot to learn, child. Instead of attacking her, honey, just realize that she just don't know, honey. Rodney, what do you think about Renee? Rodney might be away. Justin, what do you think about Renee?
I don't think, like, that type of ignorance I move, kind of move past. It was mighty funny to me that she brought up that in this day and age, you know, saying we should be doing other things, when I can remember a couple years ago when you had the DL men and all this other stuff. She should be happy that there are more men that are comfortable coming out and being themselves and not hiding and all this other type of stuff. She should feel a little bit better. And I guess, you know, I don't know. I guess she wants every black man to be able to, they want a strong African kingdom. I don't know. Yeah, I guess that's what she's getting to round to. But that'll never work. Everybody's not going to live in that perfect shade of gray that she's trying to paint.
Yeah. Hold on. Laura?
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, what up? I'm sorry, I was smoking.
I was getting no money. Music. Okay. Miss Mother Radio, honey, wanted to pull her motherfucking weave out, bitch. Mother Radio.
She's a bleeding kind, like child, please. I mean, she sounded so stupid. Like, she really did.
This traditional, my ex. I need another cup of tea. I'll be right back.
Tiffany, I need you on the air too, Tiffany. I mean, Tiffany, you would have been the perfect person to go back and forth with her. Let me get to some of these callers. I'm sorry, callers. Yeah, know how it is. Private caller, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hey, caller.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
We can hear you.
Yeah. I'm sorry. This is Brittany. I'm a straight
hey,
female, a woman.
Okay.
I was listening to the conversation with Renee, and in a way I can understand her, but in a way I can't, only because I was brought up around gay men. And I was brought up with gay men when, I think somebody said it, when gay men, you knew they were in the community, but they weren't out, because I'm a child of the 70s and the 80s. So the gay men I was brought up with were older men, men who are old and dead and gone. So I know that this isn't something new. It just wasn't out like it is today. So when she says it's happening everywhere, they all, gay men and women have always been in the community. They were our babysitters. They were in the choir. They were our hairdresser. They were our friends. And but you, it was never
out. They were your pastors
out.
And elders, too.
And your pastors, yes. So but I think this comes from a place, and this is the part I can identify with. I think some black women feel like we've been abandoned by black men, and we have some frustration. And I think sometimes we unknowingly carry it over to possibly gay men, because we see some gay men, you know, like Rodney or some other really masculine men, and we like, well, damn, they don't even want us. And I tell and they have swagger, they're good-looking men. And it's like, well, who want us? If our own men don't want us. But I know it's not about us. You don't choose to be gay. Who would choose to be thrown out of their homes when they were 13? Who would want that type of life for themselves? You can't make a man want you. You can't make a straight man want you. And I tell people all the time, bitch, you talk about, why do a man only want sex? Well, go and get you a gay friend. He won't want you for sex, bitch. He'll want you for yourself, just for your friendship. And so I have no problem.
Brittany, save it, girl. You need to be on next Wednesday. You are hitting everything on the nose. You need to be a part of that. Yes, you do. You're 100%.
I'm sorry I'm going
right.
over time, but I will call back next week, because she needs to know gay men have always been in the forefront of art, of civil rights. every aspect of society.
Come
and
on.
I can drop some names for her. Real
Ooh,
quick.
Brittany,
I want you to write this down. I'm going to tell all your business models. Write your thoughts down right now. Do me a favor. Take that laptop. Get off of Facebook. Go to your notes section. Grab your phone. Click on notes and start writing your feelings right now and save it. The anger that you feel right now, the frustration that you feel right now, write it out now so you don't forget it. If you have a recorder on your phone, record what you're feeling right now so you can remember next week. I'm sure when y'all hear her voice, yeah, we'll do it. Yeah, it'll come back. But you will get her. You will get her together next week. Okay, Brittany, thank you
right,
so much.
Night,
I love you.
I respect you.
Thank you. 347-616, you're on the air.
Yeah, this is Ming Lee. Why is she worried about what's going on in the gay community when there's so much debauchery going on in the straight community? Why shouldn't she start there first instead of trying to change the gays? That doesn't make any sense. Why are you trying to change a community that wants no parts of you? I don't understand that. Come on.
Mm. Call in next Wednesday. Call in next Wednesday. Thank you, baby.
And how could she say that people
you.
Are not born gay? Because I was born gay. I've never liked women, ever. In my life. I've never been attracted to a woman. My dick has never gotten hard for a woman, ever. So for her to say people are not born gay, she's lying.
Bishop, I'm coming to you. Can I come to everybody? Will y'all calm down? Don't be rushing me. Y'all know how I get. Don't rush me.
Let Ming Lee talk.
Let Ming talk.
Go ahead, Ming Lee.
Yes, like she really got into my spirit. Like really, like she really got me. I really wanted to come through the phone on her. Like. It's like, and how can you have gay friends and be that ignorant? Like, you can't have gay friends that are smart. You can't have gay friends that are smart and have the views that she has.
Well, y'all know that there's some dumb queens out there, honey. We don't
there's
run
some
into
dumb queens,
them too.
Those were the conversations like I have with my straight female counterparts. I have those conversations. They understand that we have good conversation, and they understand. You know, we see black and white together. You know, when I'm done having those conversations, now we might disagree. But you still have those conversations, and at the end, most of my straight female, they cool.
But can we rewind? If she was in the room, and she's a part of the official ballroom chat room, how the hell she don't know that Femme Queens are hosting the show?
She's not in the official chat room, Ming. She's in the blog talk chat room.
Okay, but
so
still,
she's
even
just
with the
one
blog
of those...
talk, your name and your face is all over everything. So how could she not know? It doesn't make sense to me. She tried
Renee,
to call
are you saying it's not real, man?
Yeah, she tried
Renee,
to call a police. She tried to punk out. She tried to punk out with, I didn't know how to approach, and I didn't say no, bitch, you knew. You just tried it. Period. End of story.
Mm. Thank you.
She has so much to say in that rum, but she couldn't say nothing when she was on the phone with Michi.
I'm so glad
and
I'm straight.
Hold on a second. I have a question. Renee, can you still hear us?
No, she hung up.
Can she?
Yes,
somehow
she can still hear because she responded to, because when somebody said they was born gay, now she's responding to no one was born gay.
That was the last thing.
Cue me in on Wednesday because I need her. I want her on Wednesday. Please cue me in.
She's asking for scientific proof. I'll give you scientific proof, bitch.
It is scientific proof.
There is scientific proof. Yes, I'm gonna post it.
What? If y'all got scientific proof that we were born this way, then somebody release it. You know.
All right.
Release it. Because, save it for Wednesday and give it to her. There is no gay gene, is there scientific proof for ignorance? Thank you, caller. 646-824, you're on the air.
Hello? Hi, Miss Jasmine. It's me, T, again. Renee is ignorant as fuck, okay? She knew what she was doing. I heard her talk to Kelly, and I heard what she said, and she came off really condescending. The problem is she started backsliding when everybody started pointing out everything she was putting out there, and she couldn't handle it. And she needs to worry about the straight men who are up there fucking and spreading diseases among the community, black community, and stop worrying about what's going on in the gay community. Mind her business. I'm calling back next week. She needs to really knock it the fuck off. I'm sorry. I'm really tight, and I don't like how she tried it. She really did. I'm sorry. That's it. But I will be tuning in. And this is a straight woman, so she better be ready.
See, there you go. Oh. Another straight woman. See, I know we have a lot of straight women that call. Thank you, sweetie. 678-993, you're on the air.
Jasmine. Hi, everybody. I've been here forever.
Hey. Hi, Marlo.
Marlo.
Girl. Anyway,
it's an inside joke.
I gotta play devil's advocate for a minute. Okay? Now, I honestly think, I listened last Monday when she called in on Kelly's show, and I kind of agree with her when she was saying, how is she to know, like, you know, who's supposed to be a woman, who's supposed to be whatever the case might be. When she called in, she said, do y'all realize y'all, you know, arguing sounding like a man or something, or whatever the case might be. I think that we are just like a community of so much, we read each other, everybody thinks somebody is reading, blah, 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 that you automatically will find shade in that. Because what's the difference in when straight men sit around and got, like, it doesn't matter if it's a gay man gossiping, a gay woman gossiping, a straight man gossiping. What's the difference when a straight man gossips? What's the first thing somebody's saying? Oh, nigga, you sitting around gossiping like a bitch. Okay, you calling that man an effeminate thing. You see what I'm saying? So I don't really feel like what she said was so, oh, she really was trying to call Kelly a man or she was trying to disrespect Kelly.
I don't think that's what she was doing as far as Monday goes. I think it was offensive
Right. Now, all the other stuff I wasn't aware of or whatever, and she did sound kind of ignorant. I do agree with her a little bit about, you know, it is a lack of, you know, positive, like, black male in the community. But in the community, straight community, whatever. But I don't feel like that's a reflection on gays because, I mean, I'm not saying I'm looking for the next gay man to be my children's role model or, you know what I'm saying? I'm just, like, not even saying about children. I'm just saying, like, there is a lack of male role models in the straight community. But I just don't feel like she should say, well, the reason is there's a lot of straight, you know, a lack of that is because all the men are now gay or whatever the case might be like that. But, you know, we are missing that. I mean, we don't have the same things like when our parents grew up, you know, the parents that was in the home. You know, a lot of times you do see a lot of women that are, you know, single mothers taking care of these kids, trying to raise these kids the best that they can be. And it can be a little frustrating, you know, for a woman or whatever the case might be.
But, Tiffany, you can't fault us for that. You can't fault us. You can't fault somebody for that. What are we supposed to do? Wake up tomorrow and say, okay, I'm straight. I'm about to go save the black community.
No, that's what I'm saying. I didn't say, did you not listen? I said, I don't think she can blame gay for that. But she can't
because that's just how it is overall. You know, men, in my opinion, in all honesty, men are just completely lazy. A lot of men are just self-sufficient. They just care about themselves, and they're completely lazy. They don't have nothing to do with them wanting to be gay or anything like that. A lot of men feel like they want to be independent. They don't want to be controlled. They don't want a woman all down their back and all the rest of that stuff. A lot of y'all women, straight women, a lot of y'all just chase them men away. So, well, you know,
gay men is just as lazy. So I don't think gay or straight has anything to do with it. Men are just lazy. Lots of men are lazy. Period.
Mm-hmm.
They don't matter